Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in Mayor Corruption County, Arizona, and time for your weekly trifecta noon with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF Live studio audience are wearing their patriotic gear purchased on our marketplace to celebrate 4th of July. Happy Independence Day, USA. So go check it out. Buy a flag, a shirt, a hat, and show off your red, white, and blue. EverythingHomeResourcePlatform.com and click the Marketplace tab. This country-loving crew is excited for today's powerful pack of patriotic partners. They can't wait to spend the next 3 days listening to some of our 469 segments of this live show to create an amazing second half of their year. Put on your common sense caps. We the people, grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Dry July and time to make your life, your business, and this country better. Today's topics on episode 231, Shame, Guilt, Healing, Monetizing Podcast, America Today, Celebrity Charity Event, Identity Shift, Arizona Civic Action Made Easy, and Political Updates with our special guest, Marissa Hamilton of EZAZ.org and Arizona Representative Joseph Chaplick, delivered by our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things. Oh, well, here we go again with the technical issues.
This is going to be one heck of a show. Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Lois Hollis, the Soul Speaks Method of Healing, Josh Tapp, the expert on podcast monetization and content distribution, Dr. John Diamond, host of America Unhinged, AC Caswell, Million Dollar Mingle, celebrity charity fundraiser, Anthony Trucks, helping ambitious individuals access their next level through an identity shift, and our two special guests will be sitting in Michelle's patriotic soapbox today at 1 p.m. Marissa Hamilton. She's the founder of EZAZ. They make Arizona civic action as easy as pie. It's time to take action and get involved. It's up to each of us to save America. And at 1:30, Arizona State Representative Joseph, he's one of the only politicians who's working hard for we the people. We're talking the budget, our corrupt education system. Wait until you hear how much of your tax dollars they get. And election integrity. So be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, some entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information, the ultimate resource platform. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com, and the link is also at the very top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, Facebook is now sending warning messages to users about their potentially extremist friends. Are you concerned that someone you know is becoming an extremist? We care about preventing extremism on Facebook. Others in your situation have received confidential support. How can you help? Hear stories and get advice from people who escaped violent extremist groups. That's a real message, and it has a get support button. Number two, the new Delta variant has the same death rate as the regular flu. And the symptoms are identical to hay fever and the common cold. Don't believe the hype and the lies from the same people who started this political propaganda pandemic. And as Dr. Christiane Northrup said, they gave us COVID so we could get the shot. It's all about the non-vaccine. And speaking of the good doctor, number three, she was my special guest Wednesday, episode 230. And she was amazing. That interview is full of facts and truth bombs about COVID-19, the vaccine, and the real agenda. Dr. Northrup also gave some inside scoop, such as 60 to 80 American airline pilots can't go back to work, as in never. Might you add that to the list, you know, the vax list with the 21 Indian pilots and the 4 British Airways pilots who have died. Please listen to Dr. Christiane Northrup on episode 230 and share it with everyone you know so they can get the truth and literally save their lives. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental bioweapon with mRNA and nanotechnology, spike proteins, tracking devices, operating systems, fetal tissues from aborted babies, and the name of the patent is Luciferase. Don't take it. Oh, there we go.
Things that make you go.
Things that make you go. Hear the sound, people. It's July 2nd, day 473 of 15 days to slow the spread. Yep, that's correct. Day 473 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's sound or both the old dirty masks. They don't work. They actually make you sick. And our symbolism of control and tyranny. God, I hope you're not wearing them still. Just say no to the non-vaccine. It will kill you. Go to your next school board meeting and your city council meeting. Reclaim your freedoms. Go back to normal. Take action to stand up to the Nazi regime. Get involved today. Fight for your freedom. Stop acting like we, the sheep, will take back your country and reopen America 100%.
Freedom. Freedom.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topics on episode 231, Shame Guilt Healing Monetizing Podcast, America Today, Celebrity Charity Event, Identity Shift, Arizona Civic Action Made Easy, and political updates with our special guest, Marissa Hamilton of EZAZ.org and Arizona Representative Joseph Chaplick.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is Lois Hollis. She's a shame guilt educator, counselor, and filmmaker. She's also the creator of the Soul Speaks Method of Healing. Audience, big patriotic round of applause. Lois, how are you today?
I am wonderful. I'm very freedom feeling.
That's awesome. I love your attitude. It is just so uplifting, patriotic.
Well,
thank you for
we should
being a great
be.
Partner.
I mean, we can be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel this is the most important 4th of July Freedom Day in our history.
Yeah, it really is. It's kind of like the make or break point. Are you on board with an amazing country, or are you going to believe that junk in the critical race theory that we're just so bad? And yeah, I guess maybe that's why everybody wants to come here. You know, that kind of throws the narrative a little off.
Well, Michelle, thank you, thank you, thank you from the hearts of many, many Americans. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. It is my patriotic duty to do what I can to save this country. So I've got to have this
platform here.
But I have to thank people like you to come on too. So you're doing the work.
Well, why would you not? I don't have an answer for that.
I don't have an answer.
We don't have an answer. So I have an answer.
Yes.
I was thinking about what to present today on this marvelous Freedom Day, and I'm going to talk about inner freedom.
Okay.
We have outer freedom, which we're doing, and we also have an inner freedom, and the inner freedom drives our outer freedom. And what stops our inner freedom? Shame, guilt, energy. Oh, I can't do that. What will they say? Oh, my goodness, that's not right. Oh, my goodness, I'm too tired. I'm too old. I'm too young. Seriously. Shame guilt is our obstacle to inner freedom, And our inner freedom drives our outer freedom of patriotic duty.
So, Lois, why do you think we always go down that dark tunnel, that hole, that rabbit hole? Is it because we've been conditioned that way since we were young, or do we just want to kind of beat ourselves up?
Well, there's many. Yeah, that's the great question. The reason is because we've been conditioned to be feeling that way. Okay, we've been to church. Our parents taught us to pray. I'm 77, so we had prayer in school and things of that sort. So we got the love energy, but when you think about it, there was more shame, guilt energy around being pushed from government, from culture, from school, from discipline. Years and years ago, it was noted that corporal punishment is not enough to make a child obedient. It must be accompanied with shame, guilt behavior to be effective. And that was considered the mode of practical treatment of children, is not only, you know, corporally or talk to them, but you had to add shame, guilt to it to be effective.
Interesting.
That's very interesting, but that was considered the gold standard of teaching.
It goes back to this whole brainwashing. They just, you know, the more that
shame, guilt,
kind of pay attention to
about,
what's going on,
think about shame, guilt energy, not the emotion, the energy, because it's energy, love energy and shame, guilt energy. That's what we have here. Shame, guilt energy is an eraser. It erases the good feelings. It sort of doesn't erase it, but it's like covers it so you don't see it. So shame, guilt is like the heavy 400-pound person. And love and light is like, oh, very, very happy, light and love. So that's why we feel it so much, because it has a hard density, like you're carrying 1,000 pounds. That's why it feels so oppressive.
It's a lot easier to do love than it is the other.
Exactly. Now, shame, guilt, energy needs us. We don't need it. We have no reason for a human to need shame, guilt. We don't need to feel guilty. We don't need to feel shame. We are beautiful humans that have the freedom to choose God and love and joy and peace. And we can do that without hitting and beating and yelling and shame guilt behavior. We don't need that. We're too smart for that. But we've been told we're not smart enough. We need to be hit and beaten and yelled and screamed at and use shame guilt behaviors. And I'm saying, you just say no. Shame guilt energy only has one defect. It dissolves in detection. How about that? And that's my mission, to expose shame guilt energy as a negative, destructive, heavy, dense energy that we don't need. And since it's external, we can like kick it out.
So real quick, how do we
snap out of it?
I love that.
Well, first of all, you realize it's not part of you. You don't own it. Never say my shame. You don't own it. Shame, guilt, energy is not to be owned or given. Now, what is shame, guilt behavior? We don't know, because we think it's normal behavior. Why? Because we've been conditioned. Michelle, you're right. So go to my website, loishollis.com, and I have a book, 500 Questions, One Answer. I will show you how you can have shame, guilt behavior in 500 ways. And then you know the beast of shame guilt, and then you can avoid it. Okay.
Oh, it's a perfect time to turn this ship around.
And you have the freedom to do it. It's Freedom Day, people.
Freedom Day. It's Freedom Weekend. It's Freedom Fest. It's Freedom Fest. It is time to turn
freedom
around.
Fest.
We've got
inner
second
freedom.
Yeah.
Inner freedom. And you don't have to take the vaccine because, oh, you want to help other people.
They're, oh, God,
they're,
no.
they're, make your decisions on what is right for you and God and love, not what's right for shame and guilt or why you feel guilty or why you feel. You got to kick that one out today. Kick it out. It doesn't belong to you. It belongs to some other force. We don't have to go into all that. But it's not of God. Okay.
Bye-bye.
God
bye-bye.
Wants us
shame,
beautiful
guilt.
And healthy.
Lois, give your website one more time for me.
What?
Your
My website.
Website. Give your website.
Lois Hollis, LOISHOLLIS.com. Like Lois and Superman, that's me. I'm Supergirl.
Supergirl. You
Lois
are. You
Hollis.
Are Supergirl. On Freedom Friday. So thank you, Lois. You have a wonderful 4th of July weekend. Celebrate, and we will talk to you next month, my dear.
Love you all. Adios. Bye.
Adios. So, Lois Hollis, shame, guilt. Yeah, don't do it, people. Do not do it. All right, it's 12:15. We're going to keep it tight today. Just want to thank all of the live listeners over on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. Big D's running a great operation over there. And everyone who's listening on demand, thank you. Please share this show and this platform. The guests are unbelievable. The content is amazing. And it will literally change your life. There are so many episodes. There are 469 of these live segments, 198 partners, 5 guests, 7-minute segments, 3 days a week. So check it out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Go to the Take Action tab. Everything is listed underneath there. And if you want to listen to the episodes of this live segment, Purpose-Driven Partners segment, and go check it out. You can start with the All-Star Group. And then you can just scroll, keep scrolling, and you'll see all kinds of different topics and categories and guests. And I made it very easy. You can listen directly on our website, and you'll see the graphic. You'll see their pretty faces, and you'll see all the topics. And then if you go on in the little show notes right underneath the graphic, you will see the name of the guest. You will see the name of their company. Click on their company. It's blue. You know, the blue link goes right to their website, so you can learn more. Give them contact. Give them a call. Send them a message. Tell them you heard them on the show. They'll give you a little VIP treatment. Promise. There are tens of thousands of dollars, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars of free content. So go use it to your advantage. Please share this show and this platform with your friends and family so everybody can make their lives better. And then if you want to subscribe, and if you want to follow us and join our community on social media, or if you want to join the newsletter, everything's on the homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the big graphic for links. All the graphics there are for the podcasts, so you can subscribe. And, of course, the newsletter, if you want to subscribe to that, we'll get around the censorship. It's on the lower right-hand corner of every website page. And the most recent episode scrolls across the screen and on your phone. Yeah, and there's a player, a podcast player right on the homepage in case you want to listen to the show directly there. So go check it out. Share with your friends and your family. All right, let's bring on our next guest. My next guest is a new partner. This guy's great. His name is Josh Tapp. He's the host of the Apple iTunes Top 50 Marketing and Entrepreneurship Podcast, The Lucky Titan. And he has helped over 500 entrepreneurs to monetize their personal brands, closing 5 to 6-figure deals before they even have their first listener. That's awesome. All through his proprietary Pantheon method. Audience, big round of applause for our new partner.
What is up, everybody? What's up, Michelle? So excited to be here.
Well, wonderful. I'm welcoming you to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. Josh, thank you for reaching out. I'm glad that you're here, and I love the show.
Yeah,
I love your show, and
I appreciate
what you're
that.
Doing is unbelievable. So tell us a little bit about you what you've been doing and what you're all about.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Michelle. Honestly, really where we're at and what we focus on is what this weekend is all about, right? The freedom of speech and being willing to share really amazing content. And Michelle shows an excellent example of this with this show, being able to talk about what really needs to be talked about, getting to those really, I would say, difficult issues to talk about in today's world because we're worried about getting blocked on social media or, you know, getting bombarded with this hate emails or messages or what have you. But the industry that we're in is helping people to claim their voice to actually become thought leaders in their space. And we do that through podcasting. And for those of you who are listening to this, like Michelle, I mean, you obviously Michelle, have shown that this is such a great way to actually weed through that crappy content that's on the internet and provide real, true value to people.
Well, thank you for saying that. And you know what I have observed, and everyone, you know, most people have at this point. You know, you mentioned the junk that's on the internet and the junk that's on mainstream. The truth and all of the information that is on these alternative resources, these alternative platforms, is just mind-blowing how opposite it is than the junk that's out there.
Right.
So I'm always encouraging people to just turn it off. Once you hear the truth, you know, the light bulb goes on, and it literally changes your life. It doesn't matter what category. It's all of the above. So just a quick plug for anybody who wants to look for some of these more patriotic resources that are telling you the truth. If you go to our website, go to the Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click Patriotic Media, the truth, and I listed them all there. So that way you can find all the information that really matters. So anyway, quick plug for that. So tell us about podcasting and monetization, because most people, when they have a platform, they're thinking, you know, this is a lot of time. I'm not making any money, but I've got great content,
right,
and a great message. So why are you so unique and different and successful compared to other people that are just talking, making noise?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Honestly, Michelle, what's so interesting is that Entrepreneur actually just released this article not too long ago, and they did a study about, I think it was 2,000 or 3,000 people that they studied, and basically it came down to customers will not buy or be influenced until they have consumed over 7 hours worth of your content on the internet. And
oh, wow.
The problem that most people have is, I mean, people like you and me, Michelle, right, we're saying, holy cow, creating 7 hours of content is a lot of content. But this is why I love podcasting, is it allows you that opportunity to work with people, interview people like we're doing right here, and you can tap into the content that they already have, and then you can commentate on it. That's why I absolutely love podcasting. But the problem that we're seeing in this space, and so we've worked with over 22,000 podcasters, I think, in our community at this point, and every single person comes to me, the first question they ask is, okay, well, how do I make money with this? Because I do want to share what I have. I do want to make a change. I do want to add some real, true, valuable content to the internet. Paid, I can't do it. I can't quit my full-time job or take tasks away from other tasks, time away from tasks from my company. And what we find is that most people are trying to figure out how to get sponsors. They want people to sponsor them. And I am 100% against sponsorship until late game. Most people are coming into it thinking that it's an early game strategy, but in reality, sponsorship and getting people to actually sponsor your show shouldn't really be happening until you're getting tens of thousands of listeners, if not hundreds of thousands of listeners to your show. And so we really focus on helping people say, how can you sell a high-ticket product or service to a unique niche group of people and bring on guests who are your ideal client and who have audiences of your ideal client who will help you sell your high-ticket products and services. And that's just the premise of the Pantheon method as a whole.
That's a great strategy. And I think that will help a lot
that.
Of people, because if they are, you know, they're constantly trying to ask people to be their sponsors and get money, but they can't show that they have an audience to sell things to. It's very difficult.
Exactly.
And then you end up wasting a bunch of time. And we don't want to do that. We're not here to reinvent the wheel on this platform. We just want to make it move faster.
Exactly. Well, and being on the freedom topic, I mean, if you really want to make a difference, you need eyeballs, you need ears, you need people paying attention to you, because there's over, I think we've almost passed 1 trillion hours worth of content on the internet now, worth of audio and video content. And that is daunting, right? How much garbage is in that 1 trillion hours worth of content? But literally, there's billions and billions of hours of amazing content, but you could be the person who comes out with something that really strikes a small group of people who could make you very wealthy, you could make them very wealthy, or very, you know, if we talk about like Lois in this, you know, the last speaker here, you know, she's helping people change their lives from the inside out. That's an amazing thing, and she should have a big platform that she can share with and, you know, get her message out to the millions, but she should also be making a living from it. And I think sometimes people have this holier-than-thou concept with it, where it really is, you should be paid for the value you put into the market. That's my true belief.
Exactly. It's like when people write a book, they think they're going to make millions of dollars off of it. And usually, you know, you're lucky if you make a couple hundred bucks, unless, you know, you get some big signing bonus like Hunter Biden, but that's, you know, that's hush money. That's payoff. that's a little different how they hand out signing bonuses and book bonuses nowadays. Anyway, it's similar. So plug your show, give us the website and anything else you want to promote real quick.
Hey, I appreciate that opportunity. So if you're looking to start up a show and you've got a really strong platform or you already have some sort of sales, we do have a program where we actually walk you through and we take your podcast and for each episode, we actually turn it into over 40 pieces of content. We blast it across the internet. We make you very strong as a person as far as thought leadership goes. And our entire business is really built around that. So you can go over to podcastmultiplier.com. That's the best place to find us. But for your audience here, Michelle, I am just going to let you know that you can reach out to me directly if you want to go to josh@theluckytitan.com, which is our podcast. If you reach out to me directly, I will personally respond to you. As Michelle said, we're here to give you special treatment because she has such amazing listeners. And I want to give one final plug, which is go subscribe to Michelle Swink's podcast here. This is an amazing show. It's a great place to really get the great meaty content. I would say unadulterated content. So go check it out.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that, Josh, especially coming from a pro like yourself. So you're welcome to come back. Of course, you can. Make sure you book for next month. And I'm going to add your show to our must listen to page. So that way people can easily find you. And that's, of course, Take Action tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. And you will see the must listen to, and that has podcasts, live streams, talk radio shows, and TV shows that are online that you need to be watching and listening to. You know, the messages that matter from the people that you need to know about. And Josh Tapp is one of those, the Lucky Titan. So thank you, Josh. Have an awesome 4th of July weekend. You're a great new addition to our platform. So thank you. And we'll talk to you next month.
You have a great one. Take care, Michelle.
You too. Ah, what a smart guy. And it's a great show. So definitely go check that out. And I'm going to be adding that to our must listen to page. And since it's the 4th of July weekend, I think we need a little song before we bring on our next guest, especially since he is talking about America being unhinged.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
My next guest is Dr. John Diamond. He's the director of news and journalism for the Content 2021 Film Festival, and he's also the host of America Unhinged, which will be premiering this month on the new Brighteon TV platform. You know, Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, one of our partners. Audience, big round of applause for this great patriot. Dr. John, how are you, and welcome.
Hey, I am wonderful. I'm actually on the set of Alan Keyes' program as we speak. So we're in here on a commercial break, and I'm fitting you in, and you're fitting me in, and I appreciate being on your show.
How exciting. We've got like a roving reporter live on the scene, giving us the updates. So tell us what's going on with you. You've got this new show. You're on this new platform. How exciting. We love Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. So fill us in. What's going on?
Yeah, well, Mike Adams, of course, the Health Ranger, he's one of the first D-flat platform people out there. I think he was D-flat platform before Alex Jones was either. So he's put a tremendous amount of resources into servers and to create this streaming platform that we hope is going to rival, you know, CNN and Fox and a lot of these other things. One of the things he didn't have was the engine to drive it. So he and Alan Keyes and their team all kind of came together and met. And since Alan Keyes already had the studio, they had the platform, they came together and formed this partnership that is going to be called Brighteon TV. And it is going to be live. It's going to be live streamed. We've pulled in so many just wonderful, wonderful people to fill all of these time slots. I know I've talked to you about possibly taking one of those. And we are just looking to lift up the arms of anybody doing alternative news and journalism, because this corporate-owned nonsense that we have, these talking heads are basically talking us into a grave, and we need to rise up. And I'd love to get your last guest on my show, because that's what we're trying to do with the Content 2021 Film Festival, the news and journalism portion. We're trying to create not only podcasters but citizen journalists, people that will be all over the nation with their cell phones and their microphones. We can create almost like an AP database that we all feed into. The patriots of this country need to take it back over, and especially in the area of news and journalism.
I think that's amazing. I love that the leaders in this segment are coming together. Usually, you know, traditionally the conservatives, the Republicans, they don't usually work together. Everybody's got their own MO, but it's changed. And everybody's seeing the value of collaboration and really bringing unity to all of these like-minded people, because there's so many of us. I mean, you know, I think there's at least 100 million, and I think it grows every day based on how much of a dumpster fire of what's been created by this current administration and everything else that's going on, especially media and all the, I call them the 13 bigs that have taken over every aspect of our lives and literally trying to fundamentally change. Doesn't that sound familiar? Fundamentally change everything about this country and drive it into the ground.
That's exactly right. And I just got an email from an article that said a poll was taken, and out of 28 countries in the world, America ranks last in the trustworthiness of the news media. And I think it's probably even worse, but the great thing about America is we still have free speech. We have a lot of great people like you and me and Alan Keyes and Mike Adams. We got a lot of people who are investing a lot of time and energy and resources into these alternate platforms. So we are keeping a lot of people from being deceived. Some countries do not have that. Trust me, I was in the military and I've been all around the world, and they've got the state media, and that's all they get, and that's all they hear. Fortunately, we still at this point have the freedom of speech, you know, the freedom of press, and we really need to be using that to pull us back out of this tyranny.
Well, thank you for your service. We're big proponents of veterans and supporters of veterans, so thank you, Dr. John. I didn't know that about you.
Yeah, I spent 8 years United States Air Force. I actually fought during the Cold War, so that's how I know so much about communism, because that's who I was trained to fight against and to recognize. And I just said this morning on the show, I said one of the things that the communists have always done is come and taken over the state-run media. Well, the lesson they learned in Eastern Europe was you have to not only take over the state-run media, you have to actually be the controlled opposition, or other voices will rise up. And that's what you have in America with, like, Fox News. They tell conservative patriots what they want to hear, but they offer no solutions for it and will actually attack good men like Ron Paul or Alan Keyes when they try to run for president, because they know that they're true Christian patriots that would actually put this country back on track. So it's going to take us, it's going to take you and me and the teams that we're working with this Content 2021 Film Festival and the News and Journalism Summit to come together. General Flynn spoke to us at the Tulsa event, and he's in the media, and he said, you guys better find a way to work together. You are the most important people in this country, and I believe that to be true from an informational standpoint.
And the good thing is we're actually doing that. We had our first meeting earlier this week, and we're going to be expanding all that, because we want to bring all these resources together so everybody knows where to go to get the truth, because now more than ever, it is so important, because the propaganda, you know, the political propaganda pandemic that we've been living through, is the lies are even, they're coming at us, you know, like a million miles a minute, backed by trillions of dollars. And at this point now it's killing people. We can't have that. We definitely can't have that. So do you want to tell us when your show's going to be on? Do you have any of that information? You want to plug something about the show real quick?
Let's hold off. I want to talk to you later on tonight or tomorrow about having you on my show, and we could expand on that in much more greater detail once we get the final launch dates and anything. But I appreciate what you're doing. Go to Content 2021 Film Festival. Go up to programs that says News and Journalism Conference. We're hoping to have General Flynn, Alan Keyes, Josh Phillips from the Epoch Times, quite a few of the big heavy hitters there. To speak of the importance of alternative news and journalism, and then we want to have a collaboration of people like you and me and all in your last guest that we could all come together and form this new media network.
I think that's amazing, and I would love to come on the show. I'm going to do an email intro for you and Josh so that way you guys can start talking. And then the event that's coming up, I'm going to have you back on closer to so that we can promote it and we can get some people involved in it, right? But do you want to just give that website real quick so people can find out more about the actual event that's coming up in September?
Yeah, that's the Content 2021 Film Festival. I know Josh Phillips quite well. He was actually at our last event. He calls me often on the phone and we talk. He's already got an invite in. His producer's looking into bringing him as a keynote speaker. So we've got that covered.
Oh, good. All right. So we're all on the same page. So yeah, we'll make sure you book for next month and then I'll have you come on the soapbox. We'll do a longer form segment so that way we can get all this information out to everybody and start recruiting the peeps and start recruiting the citizen journalists. I love that idea. I think that's brilliant.
That's awesome, Michelle. Hey, I appreciate it. I'm going to get back in the studio. God bless you and your listeners and let's talk soon.
All right. Sounds like a plan. You have an awesome 4th of July weekend. My freedom fighting friend, thank you so much for coming on and being a new partner on our patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. Have a great weekend.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, on location. How exciting is that? Now, before I bring in my next guest, I'm a minute or two over. I need to play you because it's important. Importante. A speech from Ronald Reagan, because it is Independence Day weekend. It is the 4th of July. Happy birthday, USA. So listen to this. It's like 3.5 minutes, but it's important. It's important. You've got to listen.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Pork Chop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barber shop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it now or ever. We are Americans.
That is Ronald Reagan, boy, and you could hear his voice crack as he said the word sacrifice. And boy, if that doesn't make you proud to be an American, you know, bring a tear to your eye or a lump in your throat, then I don't know that you belong in this country. We're a great country, and I'm telling you, we want to start Memorial Day weekend with the Great Gipper.
Yeah, I did take that from my Memorial Day show, but gets me a little emotional when I hear that speech. All right, let me bring in my next guest. My next guest is A.C. Caswell. He's a former NFL athlete and the president of Million Dollar Mingle Celebrity Charity Fundraiser. This fourth annual event is October 22nd through the 24th right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. Audience, big round of applause for A.C. Caswell. A.C., how are you?
Hello. I'm doing great. Thank you so much. Awesome show. Appreciate you tremendously and excited to finally be on.
Yeah, it's taken a while to get you on. You and I have known each other since like 2006. I've been telling you, get on the show.
Yeah.
And you got a lot in the hopper.
You have to go through your people for a while just to get booked. So I'm excited though. I'm gonna take advantage of it.
we run a big operation over here. You know, you gotta get through the layers of staff.
Exactly. There you go.
Before you tell us about the event, just give us a little bit of background about you. And then tell us what this awesome event is in October that's coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, first of all, appreciate your show, appreciate your time, and a little bit about me. You know, like you said, I am starting from the top. I am a former Oakland Raider, now Las Vegas Raider, athlete, professional athlete. Always kind of use sports as my background and platform to, you know, be able to do some amazing things as that vehicle kind of came to. So. That is me, but also more importantly, I'm a philanthropist. You know, I love my community. I'm a charity type of guy and have a vision for networking and with good people. So becoming an entrepreneur as well as a professional athlete, you know, that's kind of was my calling, but it did take sports and, you know, going through some of my upbringing in Los Angeles through high school and junior college here in Arizona, Glendale Community College. And, yeah, from that opportunity from Glendale, just had a chance to turn pro in track and field, and that opened some doors for football, and here we are, you know.
I love that you are so involved with the community and giving back to it, and that's a lot of athletes do that, and it's very admirable because you guys are, you know, kids look up to you, people look up to you, and it's important that you give back and get involved because it says a lot about your character. So tell us about the event. This is awesome.
So, you know, like you said, you know, by becoming an entrepreneur and a philanthropist, you know, really allowed me to kind of step up my game and surround myself around good people and said, hey, guys, can we go out here and raise some great money for local charities? And by doing that, we figured, hey, why not do a high-profile luxury event? And we end up coming up with the theme name Million Dollar Mingle Celebrity Fundraiser. And it's been amazing since 2006. We've been doing some awesome, awesome high-profile charity events from celebrity charity golf tournaments to Million Dollar Mingle Mansion parties. We've invested now into the Bentley Scottsdale Polo Tournament. So we just kind of took that brand and just really started creating some amazing vehicles under that brand to solicit the type of clientele that we're looking for to raise money. So we do have the Million Dollar Mingle. Here we go once again coming up annually in October. So we're excited about that.
And that's October 22nd through the 24th in Scottsdale, Arizona. And right now people can actually get tickets for the polo match. Talk about that, because that's something that's only been here for a couple of years, but it's a lot of fun.
You know, I tell you, I've been supporting the owner of the Polo for about maybe 8 years now, bringing, you know, myself and other professional athletes. And obviously, because of business matters, we deal with a lot of the brand sponsors out there on a daily anyway. But we started getting involved with Polo, and I love horses anyway, so I thought, hey, this would be great. But really understanding how large the Polo tournament is, just like the Waste Management Open, you know, thousands of people come out who's unfortunately not really there to watch horses. They're there to network and have a great time and, you know,
Right. Raise
money and laugh. So I said, hey, that's where we need to be at. So we invested into the Bentley Scottsdale Polo tournament, where now we have our own $1 million mingle VIP private lounge area. It is a private invite only, so you do have to kind of go through our system to get there. But it's such a great, great outdoor event. And we're just excited to rock and roll this October 22nd through the 24th. And we kind of made it more as an experience. So when you come down and get involved, people from all over the world, they're going to be here supporting us. They can do the Polo Lounge. They can do our golf tournament, our comedy show. You know, we have VIP luxury parties. So really, it's a whole experience raising money for charity.
What a great weekend. You know, the upside is the charity. But talk about connecting with people and networking and socializing and having a great time and all these different types of events. It's brilliant. It really is an experience.
Not only that, we get a chance to host you, which you always come out anyway and walk the red carpet. So we do have pictures of that, so you can never deny that. So, you know, we know we feature you every year and coming out, so that's always exciting to have you support us. But, no, we're excited, and we encourage everyone because it does sell out. You know, we just went live yesterday. People are just buying tables like crazy and tickets and what have you. So we would encourage anyone that want to come out and experience amazing time, you know, raising money for charity, but also meeting some of your favorite stars and athletes and dignitaries and corporate guys and, you know, women and having a good time networking. You don't want to miss something like this. It caters to a lot of great people. So, you know, we thank you for giving us the platform to even, you know, talk about our cause, because we are such a private invite event. We don't do a lot of advertising.
Oh, you're welcome. Like I said, it's my duty to get the information out there for people and to get involved. And we're going to add this event to our live events page on the Take Action tab.
Sure.
So that way you can check it out and get more information and even get tickets as they are releasing the different packages. You want to give your website real quick so at least they can learn
absolutely.
About it?
Absolutely. If all those who are listening would like to participate. And this is a local, national, global event. So, you know, don't think that you can't join us if you're out of state or in a different country, because we do attract that. But everyone can go to MDMExperience.com, $1 million mingle experience.com. So if they just go to MDMExperience.com, it gives you all of our information. They can register for golf, buy tickets. And then also we're going to do a ticket giveaway. So I'll talk to you about that off the air. You know, we want to bless you guys, your listeners, with some ticket giveaways. These are very high-profile private tickets, but we're going to give you a nice package to give away to some of your callers and some of your listeners and hopefully see those guys out there.
Oh, that would be awesome. Thank you, AC. I love it. I absolutely love it. We're going to have you back on quite a few times before the event so we can get more people to know about it and make it something really huge and amazing, raise some great funds for some charities, and people can go have a good time, too. There's nothing wrong with doing both.
Absolutely.
So,
that's our slogan. Why not have a good time raising money? So, hey, come on out.
Yeah, and it is. It's really the Polo version. I've been to the Polo event before, and it's a blast. It really is. It gets you ready for the Phoenix Open when you're like, oh, I can't. I'm ready now.
I can play, but no, exactly. I wish I can play, but I can't. Though I love watching it and supporting it.
Oh yeah. Well, thank you for putting all of this together, and like I said, being so involved with the community. And I'm sure these charities are very grateful for that. So thank you, AC. And we will chat. We'll do some great promotions with this, and I will have you back on very soon. So thank you, my friend. And I will talk to you later today.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good man. Very good man. Big heart and a good businessman and an excellent football player. So it is 12:48. I just want to give a plug real quick before I bring my next guest. Don't forget about our marketplace. I mentioned in the beginning of the show where people on our audience, our live studio audience, had gotten their patriotic gear. Well, that's not the only thing that's on this website. You can get any kind of paraphernalia. And if you want sporting teams, so if you want to get a shirt from AC's team, or if you want to get it from Anthony Trucks, who's coming up next. He's another former, and it's like NFL day. He's another former NFL athlete. You can go to the website, and 4% of your total purchase is donated to not just for the sporting stuff, up to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So the whole concept is philanthropy-powered community. I love that. Oh my goodness, it's Friday. Anyway, our marketplace has all different products and services from at least 57 well-known websites and brands. And anytime that you buy something directly through our website, 2 to 20% of the entire purchase price is donated to our nonprofit partners servicing the veterans, the animals, the children, and groups that are supporting the freedom movement. So go check it out. You go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. Click the Marketplace tab, big Marketplace tab, and then head over there. You never pay more than if you went to the websites directly. You usually get a discount, and you're helping the community at the same time. Don't forget, MyPillow is one of our big sponsors. MyPillow, you can go to directly MyPillow.com or through our website. Just use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. They run specials and deals all the time. You get up to 66% off any of their products. They sell more than just pillows. You know, I got the Giza sheets. They're so comfortable. And they also donate 20% to our nonprofit partners. So let's all join together, make a difference, and get some products that you aren't normally going to buy anyway. Money goes to nonprofits. All right, let me bring on my next guest. I'm so excited for him. My next guest is Anthony Trucks. He's a former foster kid. Then, boom, NFL athlete. We love these NFL athletes. And, of course, TV shows and beyond. He's an example of what resilience and navigating hard shifts in life can create. I'm telling you, these athletes really have it going on. They're the ones that usually win. The football athletes are the ones that usually win Dancing with the Stars, too. So there's something about this football. He's the founder of the Shift Method, a step-by-step process to help ambitious individuals access their next level through an identity shift to make shift happen. Audience, big round of applause for our new partner. Anthony, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm great today. I'm telling you, there's something with the NFL athletes where you guys are just,
really?
You're superior. I mean, you are very involved with the community. You are doing so much stuff to change people's lives on the business side. And you guys always win Dancing with the Stars. So there's something in that gene.
I wish I could dance. I know, there's something special. Maybe it's the hips. We learned to use our hips. I have no idea.
I think it might be. So tell us a little bit about yourself and the Shift Method.
Yeah. Well, I grew up with a lot of craziness, and I navigated a lot of different shifts in life, we'll call it. And somehow in a turn of events, we'll call it, in life, I landed on a process that I now teach people at corporations and moms and dads and a lot of at-risk youth how to be able to get to the next level of what they want in life by navigating through the shifts of life that are usually reactive to identity. So it turned into something called the Shift Method, and now I'm blessed to be able to come and do things like this, talk to cool people like yourself and share the things that I've learned through, honestly, things I didn't want to experience, but also through things that I've learned on purpose.
So since you are so successful with this particular method that you've created, and we are now in the second half of the year where it's time to really – you know, put up or shut up, everybody. Time is fleeting. Yeah. Let's give them some tips on what they can do this weekend. You got 3 days to implement some of this information to literally Tuesday morning, everything changes.
Yep. There's a couple of things. We'll call them three little things. So the method's comprised of like three different steps. And really, at the end of the day, they're fairly simple, but also hard, because that's how life is, right? The first step is always to see. And so for me, I find a lot of people want to go and do things and work on things. But if you don't know what you're supposed to work on, you end up at the point of being burned out and broke and broken inside because you've done all this work and haven't gotten an enjoyable outcome. So first thing is sometimes you have to enlist friends, family, colleagues to drop the ego and say, hey, man, what can I work on? Do I need to spend more time in communication? Do I need to be more forgiving? Do I need to be a better mom, better dad, better cousin, better brother? And when you can get some clarity, well, now you can actually do the work. And then the second part's the work. And sometimes the work just begins by accepting, like, hey, I need to work on this. And that work can turn to anything for anybody. But a lot of times it's just like, hey, I'm going to step into a space and try something to improve an area that I've now given myself permission to improve. And the last step, which is the one that's the hardest because we're humans, it's consistency, it's sustain. can you desire every day to find a way to lean towards something and consistently stay in the pockets, even though it creates pain? And so for me, I try to tell people, like, it's great that you're excited this weekend, but can you do this every weekend? Can you find a reason or a way to stay the course when it gets difficult? Because if you can do that, it gets more beautiful at the backside.
Yeah, you can't stress enough the consistency part, because last month we encouraged everyone to get up an hour early every day to give some more time for yourself, and then, you know, to implement extra steps. And I fell off the wagon literally like 4 days in. Yeah, so everybody does, you know, the same thing, but really the winners, the ones that can take it to the next level, really are consistent with all of their actions and their efforts. So as far as their first thing that they should do, you know, we're big believers in pen and paper here, because once you write something down, it literally changes how your brain accepts it and sees it. So what do you want them to do? Say tomorrow morning they're going to start this. What do you want them to do with that pen and paper?
Yeah, here's the first thing I would do. Pen and paper, I would write down what you want to have happen in the next 30 days. And the reason why I only say 30 and not 90 and not 120 and not this year, because we just need to get your brain to attach to a small win to realize that this thing works. Because once your brain gets kind of like that dopamine dump of like, oh, like I actually got this done, then some way in a roundabout way it goes, well, maybe if I got that, I can do the next thing and the next thing. So if I was to give you a specific, let's say like what you can do tomorrow, I would simply just say go outside and take a walk. Like just get up, change your environment. The reason why I say that is to change the environment, in fact, changes like the physiology a little bit, and it gives you a little bit more of an expressive feel. It's going to be a good 4th of July. There's probably going to be a lot of happy people outside. Like, just go do that. Live in a great country with great people. Go see those people. So that would be the thing. And then just give yourself the ability to do that every day. And I promise, in doing so, your brain, here's the cool thing, your brain will start attaching to different new thoughts and ideas. And in doing so, something will spark an interest that you may not even consider. And all of a sudden, you go on this pathway of something that kind of piques your inspiration to go do something new. So simple thing, go outside for a walk for 20 minutes, say hi to one person, and see where that takes you. If you do that every day for the next 30 days, I promise you, you'll look at your life and go, wow, that 30 days is a pivotal piece of a big change for me.
Yeah, you're actually improving your health at the same time. You're going to go, oh, this is what exercise is all about. I forgot. I forgot how to do this. Yeah, so it sets everything in motion. And then once they do that, right, let's give them one more tip.
Yeah, so what you want to do is you want to celebrate it. There's a reason why a celebration is the one thing, and people are like, what do you mean celebrate it? Call your friends, like, hey, I got this done. And if your friend says, oh, that's small, they'll go, okay, call new friends. And because celebration is an interesting thing where I think we are always presently aware of where we're not. We don't take time to realize how far we've come. And when you can do that for just a split second and say, man, I actually got this accomplished, you get to measure the moments of joy along the way and not only have a space where there's a lack of it for not being where your destination desires to be. And so celebration is look up and go back at that done and then do it again. And so a simple thing is like when you go outside, maybe like when you go in your house, this is something that we, if you think about apps, how they're gamified, when you check a box and like this little thing spins on a screen. Well, if you could do that in your house, just write like 30 days and then you walked one day, put an X, and your brain will go, oh, I like that, a little mini reward. I got this one of these days is done. And then you do it again and again. And after a while, you start doing the exercise and emotion just so you can check the boxes, even outside of the rest of it. But in the byproduct of doing that, you feel great. So go take the walk. And the second thing is just mark that you got it done. Celebrate that small milestone.
Simple but brilliant. Simple but brilliant. And I think this is a great way for people to get started in this new chapter of their lives. Anthony, give your website for everybody.
Yeah. If you want somebody to talk about, I have a book that takes care of all the stuff I talk about here and a lot more. It's called identityshiftbook.com. And if they go there, I'm actually giving away the first 10 people, 10 signed copies of my book. And for everybody that goes there, if you go through the process, you'll be able to get the free audio book. You have to buy a book when you come back, get a free audio book, a workbook, as well as a digital book. It allows you to kind of take the things that I'm saying here now and really dig into them. And a simple way to, I quite literally, I've seen people change their entire lives, lose hundreds of pounds, make more money in their businesses, fix their marriages. It's awesome to see what's come of it. But identityshiftbook.com. And the code for you is E as an elephant, H-L.
E-H-L. Identity Shift. And give the website one more time. Identity Shift.
Identityshiftbook.com.
Oh, that's simple. All right. I'm going to make sure that we have that on the website. I'm going to help promote that for you. Thank you so much for doing that for the audience. And the promo code is EHL. What a good guy. I tell you, I love these NFL guys. They got something going on, peeps. Yeah. So thank you so much, Anthony. Say that again.
So we were given to, so we give back.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's what it's all about. Full circle. It's amazing. Once you freely give, freely receive. That's what it's all about. So thank you, Anthony, for coming on. I look forward to talking to you next month. You are an incredible addition to our Patriotic Purpose-Driven Resource Platform. You have an awesome weekend, awesome 4th of July, and keep up the amazing work that you're doing. Change lives.
Love it. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. All right, 1259. Really quick.
Something big is happening.
All right, events, live events tomorrow, June or July. It's July 3rd. And guess who's doing a rally? President Donald Trump. He's doing a rally in Sarasota, Florida. And the link to go watch it is on our live events page, and it's also on our virtual events page. I don't have the time, so you got to go check that out. But it is sometime tomorrow. Go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab, and you will see the live events and virtual events, and check out the other events that are listed on there. We're adding them all, new ones all the time. So, yeah, definitely watch our president do his rally. They're amazing. I miss that. Miss him. Oh, I have a feeling he's coming back real soon. All right, before we start the patriotic soapbox, We need to do our little business segment, even though we got some great information from Anthony Trucks. Powerful stuff. Simple, but powerful.
Let's get down to business.
All right. It is July. The second half of the year is here. So what you're going to do this weekend, you can listen to any of our segments. You know, there's 198 partners on this platform. There's 469 segments to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. But what you're going to do? Well, we just discussed it. You're going to take out the pen and paper. You're going to write down the things that you want to work on. You're going to focus on the 30 days because you want to be realistic, and you want to write down what you want to change, how you're going to structure your day, right? And then we're going to be consistent. And then, of course, what your goals are. And you're going to pick out which segments you want to listen to, what you want to focus on. Because it's time to make change, time to take everything to the next level. I listen to Anthony's segment over again. I encourage you to do that because he gave you some great tips. So do that. That is your business inspiration, because Tuesday, when we come back on this platform, there's going to be a lot of different things going on. There's new segments. We're going to do some, we're doing a little restructuring. We're going to jazz it up, and it's going to be taken to the next level, including all kinds of live streams and channel on Clout Hub and a couple other broadcast networks that we're going to be on. But anyway, I'll save that for next week. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about our promos for a purpose-driven business program. So that way you as a small business owner can actually have a brand, an image, and do something to help out the community by partnering with nonprofit organizations. It's an Everything Done For You purpose-driven resource platform program. Take a listen, and then we're going to bring on Marissa because it's time to talk some Arizona civic action made easy.
Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. Now, Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
Joining me in Sitting Shotgun are two special guests, and first up is Marissa Hamilton. She's an entrepreneur, community-driven thought leader, and the co-founder of the EZAZ.org project. They are focused on education to make civic action easy as pie and accessible for all Americans. It's time to take action, everybody. You know, we the people. No more excuses. She's made it so easy. Audience, big round of applause for a patriotic action taker. Marissa, thank you so much for joining us today. It's kind of a pivotal week here in Arizona.
Yes, absolutely. It has been a contentious legislative session, but I am happy to say that we got a lot of important things done.
Yeah, and I, once you had agreed to come on kind of at short notice, and I really appreciate that, I reached out to Arizona Representative Joseph Chaplick, and I was like, all right, well, we're going to get it from the other side. So we're going to get it from you on the community side, and then we're going to get what's going on and what happened down at the Capitol, because, you know, it's important. You know, as I mentioned before when you were on, you know, you're reading all these posts on Telegram and other social media platforms, and the sine die, it was so confusing that you're like, I don't know what's going on. And one thing conflicts the other. And that's why I encourage people. So go to EZAZ.org and follow Marissa on Telegram, because she explains it very well and clear. And you know the information's accurate. So do you want to talk about what's going on first? Or why don't you do this? Tell them a little bit about what you've created and why it's so successful.
Sure. Sure, and I want to preface this with I have not updated what the final outcomes of the budget were on EZAZ because it is a very extensive budget, and I want to make sure we get it right, but expect it to be updated by tomorrow morning, if not tonight. That's my goal, is to get it finished by then. So EZAZ is a project that we started under our C4, Strong Communities Action, where we wanted to make sure that it could be very easy for the average citizen to engage and be effective in action. And so we try to break down all of the action items to be a minute or less as best as we can. We provide you the information that you need to know to make it simple to understand what's going on. Sometimes government makes things overly complicated. And so we try to have you be able to understand what's happening at the Arizona legislature and at your local city council if you're in Phoenix, and also many school board alerts around the state, and make it easy to participate and easy to understand. Our premise is that you as the citizen and the taxpayer are the boss of your government. And so if you are not there as the boss, tell your elected representatives how you want them to vote. They are there to move forward with their own whims. And oftentimes we, the public, get very frustrated with what government is doing, but we don't know how to make a difference. We don't know how to be effective. And so at EZAZ, we make sure to make that very, very easy, easy as pie, and have fun while doing it.
And for those that are listening that have sent maybe emails in the past where they've made phone calls and they didn't really see the legislature change their opinion or vote in the way that it needed to be voted, things are a little different now. So if that's what your experience was before, kind of erase that, because they're paying attention now and things are changing because there's a lot more people stepping up to the plate and letting their voices heard. And there are these websites like EZAZ.org that is allowing people to do it quickly and to make sure that there is kind of a strategic way of going about it rather than just throwing a bunch of stuff at the wall. So they are paying attention, right? You can testify to that, Marissa.
Oh, absolutely. So, you know, one of our first goals of why we got this started was when I ran for Phoenix mayor last election cycle, we found that there were so many people in the community, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, that had really no idea of what was going on. And when I did some research, I found that there was well over 60 radical leftist pro-propaganda organizations that were basically giving the voters a twist, their spin of what was happening at the legislature, and very, very anti-conservative, anti-Republican, anti-capitalism, anti-liberty, anti-freedom in all of their messaging. And many times they were just blatantly lying. It wasn't even an attempt at propaganda as far as trying to give it spin. It was just blatant misinformation. And so when I would go door knocking with my team to the voters' doors, they either had no idea what was going on or they had completely wrong information. A big example of that was with the riots that happened in Phoenix. Many voters had no idea riots were happening, and they had no idea that we had an aggressive mayor and city council that were becoming very anti-police and were trying to defund the police. And so as soon as we were able to start educating them on what was going on, we were able to flip that narrative very, very quickly, and we ended up stopping the BLM plaza, stopping defund the police, stopping most of the bad elements of their aggressive anti-police committee, and we were able to get the police a $41 million budget increase in Phoenix. It's not enough, but it's a huge start versus what we were facing in the beginning. Unfortunately, they did defund them from the COVID funding, but they made up for it in the final budget. And we also got our police a 9% raise. So I'll just say I'm not BLM or Antifa's biggest fan right now.
Well, hopefully they haven't spray painted your house yet. So that's at least safe. Only probably they don't know where you live yet. Yeah, it's just a matter of time.
Well, my information is, so the interesting thing is, because I've engaged them in many conversations because I have worked extensively on positive police reforms that strengthen our communities, that strengthen our policing, and rebuild that relationship with the police and the community and have better outcomes for both police and the community. And so in our discussions, I'm like, you can throw all the bricks you want, but I have been more effective with no bricks at reforming the police. You can combine all of your efforts together, and I'm still more effective than all of you combined. So why don't you just put down the bricks? And so we've been able to pull some people away from that movement effectively with the work we're doing at EZAZ, and I think that's really important because when it comes down to it, people want to have safe neighborhoods. But they also want to have the choice to be able to go to whatever is the school or homeschool, whatever is the best benefit for their child. And so we kind of take the spin out of it and just bring us back to those constitutional values that we all care about. And we've been very effective at being able to reach independents, reach the Democrats that are actually aligned with our policies and just don't know it.
There's a lot because they don't realize how far that the radical left has gone, and they're taking things to a level we've never seen before, where it is completely opposite of everything that this country stands for. You know, with everything that's going on, from the critical race theory to the transgender movement to everybody's neutral,
right.
That it's just, and there's a bigger picture to that. And we've talked about it before, and it's part of an overall agenda to literally destroy this entire country. And they're working hard.
The voters in general are, once they learn what critical race theory is, they are absolutely opposed to it. Once they, vaccine passports, overwhelming opposition to that from the general public. I mean, the values that the conservative movement is fighting for really are the values of everyday Americans, and especially our working class. And so I think it's really important to understand that there's a strong alliance that's forming among independents, among these weak Democrats that feel that their party has left them and are supporting an American First agenda, and conservatives, liberty Republicans, you know, all across the partisan spectrum that is standing up and saying, wait a minute, what about the Constitution? What about my individual liberty? What about human rights? What about common sense? Where did that go? And so we find that just by through education, we are able to empower people to change their government in a positive way.
And that's one of the most important things that people can really get their arms around is the it's not left and right. So don't just throw that out. It's not Democrat. It's not independent. It's not Republican. It's really we the people, the American people, based on the core values that you were just discussing, that are what our country was founded on. And when people find the truth, they go, yeah, I want that. I don't want what's going on. And thankfully, there are people like yourself who have spent the time and the effort and put together platforms like easyaz.org. So once people find out about it and they realize what you're doing, they have a place to go. So they're not having to reinvent the wheel, and they don't have to do things on their own. And then all of a sudden they find out there's this huge community that's just growing of all like-minded people who just wants what's best for them, for their family, and for this country.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have such incredible momentum. We started at the end of March, beginning of April. We already have about 7,000 new members.
Wow.
And then we also have, we've added over almost 1,400 people to the Arizona Legislature's Request to Speak system. That's where you can thumbs up and thumbs down bills. When we started out, we were less than a third of the public comments at the Arizona Legislature and the thumbs up, thumbs down notifications. We are now well over 50%. Oftentimes, we're now in the 70% range. And even at the city of Phoenix, on all of the alerts that we put out, we are over 50%. When we started, it was 90% Antifa and BLM, very negative comments against our police. And now we're able to show that, no, our community broadly supports public safety. They support our officers. They want safe neighborhoods. And they want better policing. And so do our police. Our police want better policing. So it's a huge testament that just you as just one individual can have such a powerful impact because we beat the radical left and their awful agenda for our city and save public safety just by a few citizens coming together and thumbs upping a bill, putting in a statement, attending a city council meeting and speaking. Going to a committee meeting at the legislature, it's incredible the impact that you can have as just one individual when you know how to make your voice effective and you have an organization like ours that can make it easy.
And you had said earlier that there were, what you found out, all these different groups that were spewing the propaganda and lies, there were 60 radical groups. So we're up against a powerhouse of very loud, obnoxious liars who have lots of money behind them. So it is more important now more than ever for everybody who's listening to participate in this process. And because it doesn't take but a few minutes, like the Request to Speak system, everybody needs to do that today. And that takes how long, Marissa, to do that?
So with the Request to Speak system, it's interesting because the legislature requires you to go down to the Capitol to sign up. And so on our system, it takes about a minute to sign up with us. It's step one on getting started on our website. We go down to the Capitol for you, sign you up, send you your username and password, give you the instructions on how to change your password, and then we have education minute videos that range from 1.5 minutes to 7 minutes on how you use the system. And our action steps take a minute or less typically.
Brilliant. See, they make it difficult, everybody. The government makes it difficult for you to actually have your voices heard because they want you to actually physically go down there. That's the dumbest thing on the planet, right? But yet they can have all their meetings virtual and hide, but yet you can't do your open forum and you can't give your opinion. So they want to they create roadblocks and challenges. So thankfully there is easyaz.org. So they will take care of that part for you. So you can do the thumbs up, thumbs down. What do you want to share with what happened this week Any good news that and anything that is still kind of a concern where people really need to participate and make a difference here in Arizona?
Yeah, so there's one thing that's very interesting that's not related to the budget that I'll get into first. Governor Ducey yesterday rescinded most of his executive orders from COVID. And so I just learned this about 30 minutes ago. I'm looking to see what he actually has still open. So we are technically still under an emergency order, but he has rescinded almost all of them. And many of the protections that we got through some of his executive orders for freedom ended up being codified into our legislature. And so I was happy to see that. I'm concerned that we're still in a public emergency. I'm hopeful that we don't see any more mandates and executive orders that end up infringing on our freedoms, but we're at least headed in the right direction now, and so I'm happy to see that. One thing that I was very happy to see in the bill, in the budget bill, was that we now have a prohibition of masks mandates for K-12. We also have a prohibition of vaccine passports. And we now have a prohibition of critical race theory. And so the top agenda items for many of our citizens in Arizona when it came to K-12 education ended up passing and included in the budget. So that is fantastic news. And that is only because of our conservative legislators, especially Representative Chaplick and Representative Jay Kaufman. They were a huge part of this. Legislative leader in the House, Representative Biasucci. We had some conservative fighters in the legislature, but they only were effective because of our grassroots backing them up and so many citizens standing up and saying, no, we're the boss. You're the legislators. You're supposed to represent us. And so you cannot sign a die until you get these things through.
Yeah, which is amazing. So at least that, all those three major issues, which we're going to just, it was going to get really ugly here as soon as the parents and the kids were going to be going back to school. So at least that battle is won for now. So we can focus on all the rest of the things that need to be resolved. But that's a big deal because that's really child abuse beyond belief. I mean, anybody that is just insane enough to give their child an experimental non-vaccine with everything that I listed is in it. And just paying a little bit of attention to all of the reports and the adverse effects and the deaths, and even in the VAERS report, and is just it's almost like, unfortunately, if CPS was worth what they should be doing, you would want to just remove those children because that is literally the worst form of child abuse. So at least that is off the table.
And to be clear, I mean, these are really medical decisions, and it's a parental rights issue. And so parents should be making these decisions for their children, and they have personal doctors that know these kids that can make these decisions with the parents. And really, doctors are there to give advice. Parents are the ones that make medical decisions for their children. So the fact that we were that we have a school industry, because that's really what this is an education industry that wants to infringe on the most basic human rights that exist, is very, very concerning. And really assert the parental role in their children's lives. And we also need to be aware of the fact that they use Child Protective Services called DCS, the Department of Child Safety, as a weapon against parental rights in Arizona from our radical left. And so we saw that with Red for Ed, and it's not appropriate, and it's disastrous for children. And so I'm really happy to see that our governor has finally taken a stand on this issue, and our legislature made a huge impact in standing in that strong resolve to protect children, protect parental rights, and protect medical freedom, and the role of personal doctors. It's bonkers to me that we would have, bureaucrats making carte blanche medical decisions for people, and not being able to respect their medical privacy.
Well, it's because it's about power and control and tyranny, and has nothing to do with what is right or what is the law. but you know, they've made that very clear over the past year and a half. And at least, like you said, our legislature, especially Representative Joseph Chaplick, who's coming up next, they stood strong and they got this taken care of. But it's just a reminder, and you said it earlier, because the people had their backs, the grassroots people, the patriots stood up, so they knew that they had the backing of everybody who's getting involved and having their voices heard and joining yeah. the speaker system so they could do the thumbs up or the thumbs down, and then going to the school board meetings and going to the city council meetings, and that made a huge difference. So that's proof that this works, everybody.
Well, yes, and the other the one thing I do want to caution the public on is it is not time to sit back and be like, phew, this was put in the budget, because as we know, there's always very, very tricky things. And the NEA, which is the National Union for the school for teachers and schools, they're called. It's basically the same. It's the parent organization to the school union in Arizona. They have on their agenda item to have their union nationally have teachers not come back to school in the fall if they do not have vaccine passports, if they do not have mandatory regular COVID testing, and if they do not have mandatory masks. So we can sit back in Arizona and say this is done, because, you know, since 2018, we've had regular walkouts and regular threats for walkouts from the far left, from the school unions. They don't care about how this impacts our kids, as we've seen. They have no problem locking down the schools and, you know, impacting especially, you know, young girls in committing suicide. That didn't faze them, and they even defended it. And so we cannot just sit back and be like, oh, the legislature put this law in. There are still things that they can do that are bad, and ultimately they can get aggressive with a walkout. I hope that doesn't happen here, but we will let the public know if that is what does happen, and keep everyone informed of that.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I should have mentioned it earlier that, you know, the fight is never over, because this radical left, especially these teachers unions, they are literally, it's like evil's running through their veins for the decisions that they're making, because literally it is about control. And we've talked about it before, that there are agreements with certain schools and teachers unions and things like that to do the vaccines and the passports and also the masks, because they want to keep things, everybody locked down. They want to, you know, to expand that fear porn that causes everybody to run in their house. So it's you know, it's not over, because don't forget they've got trillions of dollars and these huge groups. So they're anything that they can do to win and really disrupt the system and the lives is what they're going to do. So at least you're going to keep an eye on what's going to be happening. So it's not over. There's just a pause. So that it's even more critical now that everybody gets on board. So then when something does start to brew, we've got the bodies, we've got the team, we've got everybody that kind of knows how the system works. So Marissa, give your website and then anything that you want to plug real quick on a take action item for people to do right now.
Sure. So my website again is ezaz.org, very simple, fourletters.org, ezaz.org. There is one thing that I have of concern that I want everyone to know. We did get significant election integrity in, but we did not get all of the election integrity in. There was a very important omnibus bill on chain of custody and traceability when it comes to elections that Senator Kelly Townsend fought very hard for, and it was killed by Michelle Ugenti primarily, and also Paul Boyer. I was very disappointed in that. We also had an important piece of legislation led by Senator Warren Peterson that would have reduced Governor Ducey's power when it comes to emergency orders and allowed the legislature to have more power in that so we can have balanced representation. And I was very shocked, because Michelle Ugenti was one of the leaders on this movement initially, and then she ended up killing that bill also. It seems like she didn't understand the dynamic that it had to go to the ballot for it to happen, and so she ended up killing it. I think that was a big mistake. So The next steps are that we still have an big election integrity fight ahead of us. We need to be able to call the legislature back into session once the audit report is finished. So that's very important. If you are available tonight, I'd encourage you to go to the AmeriPAC meeting. That's at 5:30 p.m. You can go to my Facebook page, and we'll have it up on the website very soon with information on how to get to that meeting. It's in the North Scottsdale, Phoenix area. And I will be giving a longer legislative update, and then we also have Senator Kelly Townsend that will be giving a more detailed update on election integrity and what the next steps are for that.
Awesome. Give the website, even though I mentioned it like 100 times, so like it's ingrained
sure.
in the brain, and your Telegram and your
sure.
Facebook.
Sure. It's easyaz.org. From there, there's a link that goes directly to Telegram. And then on Facebook, you can just type in Marissa Hamilton, which is M-E-R-I-S-S-A, and my page will pop up. We also have a Facebook group called that, again, is under easyaz.org.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Marissa, for all your hard work. I appreciate you coming on such late notice to give everybody an update on what's going on here. Look forward to talking to you next month, unless something kind of explodes and we need to get you on sooner. So you have a great 4th of July weekend. Thanks for all your hard work, dedication, and love of this country. It takes people like you to stand up and fight because everybody wants good leaders. And we don't have a lot of those. We got leadership roles, people in leadership roles, but not a lot of leaders. So thank you for making all this happen and making it easy for people to get involved and to take action here in Arizona.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on. And I hope that we have more people that step up and take action because we're winning our state back. You know, one new voter at a time. It makes a huge difference.
Everybody, you have no excuses now. Just made it easy. So thank you, my dear. Have a great 4th of July, Independence Day weekend, and we'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely. Take care. Thank you so much.
All right, so we've got that. And then we're going to have Joseph Chaplick, Arizona State Representative for District 23, pick up where she left off so we can get the legislative side of what's going on in Arizona because this was a big, big week here. So just real quick before we bring them on, under our Take Action tab, everything, homeresourceplatform.com, if you go to the must follow, it's Patriots, must follow people, groups, organizations, and companies, you will see all of the different groups and people that you need to follow, the groups you need to join. So go check that out. Marissa is one of our platform platinum partners. She's on there. I'm going to be adding Joseph's information so that way you can follow him when he's giving updates on social media because we're going to add some more people that are giving you the message that matter that you need to know about. So let me bring on Joseph Chaplick because he's a very busy man and they were in legislative district. They were in session for 170 days when normally it's like 100. So yeah, unbelievable, right? So my next guest, Arizona State Representative for District 23, Joseph Chaplick. He is one of the good guys. He's my rep here in District 23. We're talking the budget, the corrupt education system. We're going to talk about the tax relief, which was actually an amazing thing that just happened. And of course, election integrity. Hey, audience, have a big round of applause for a very rare politician who is working for we the people. Representative Joseph Chaplick, welcome, and thank you for coming on such short notice. Big week in Arizona.
Michelle, thank you. And again, wonderful introduction. I love the sounds that you make with the clapping and the applauding. That's great.
Well, you deserve it.
It makes me laugh every time I hear it. Yeah, it's a great entrance.
Well, that's not done. You're welcome for that. And you deserve it because you literally are one of the only guys down there. I mean, there's a few, and this is my opinion, not yours, right? And I can say it because it's my show, so I can throw some people under the bus if I want to. And these are not the expressed views of the guest people. I want a full disclosure there. But you really are one of the hardest working representatives that we have down there that is doing what is right. I mean, you come to our meetings. It's unbelievable because I'm a precinct committee man. You come to our precinct committee man meetings. That's what you guys are supposed to do, and you do it. So I just want to thank you for stepping up to the plate and showing all these other representatives and senators how it's done. And, you know, like maybe because they're not used to that. Well, then again, we allowed them to just do whatever they wanted because we took our own eye off the ball and we didn't participate. So, you know, you reap what you sow.
Right. And listen, it was 171 days. We were supposed to be done at 100 mark, which is like April 20th. And everybody that thinks it's good that we're down there this long and fighting, there's some negatives to it. It's very rewarding doing what I'm doing and keeping our state on the right track. And one of the things, a little funny story on a side story here, you know, when I got elected and I was running for the campaign, I told my wife, look, it's part-time. It won't disturb our family that much. We're done by April every year. And then we get in this year, and this year happens to be one of the longest sessions we've ever been in. And we go all the way to June 30th, right? Which, keep in mind, I have kids and a family and everybody else that's down there at the house that serves, that has kids. You know, they get out of school like the second week of May, right? So we're in summertime. So it does put a little burden there. But, again, it was extremely rewarding for what we accomplished. And it's a great feeling knowing that we're fighting down there. And there's myself and a handful of others, a dozen others that are actually really, really stressed to get what we want in the policies for the Arizonians. So starting with that, I'll tell you a couple of things. When you get this late in the session, people start using leverage a lot stronger. And we have to be done constitutionally by June 30th. We absolutely have to have the budget passed by June 30th or everything falls apart. We shut down government. Nothing is funded. And then we have to, figure out how to come together and get a skinny budget or something to fund government. And we lose all the bills that we were pushing through. So the longer we're down there, the worse it gets. Because then you get someone in the last hour says, I'm not going to vote for this unless I want that. And it could rip apart the whole state. And so, and if you're on the positive side of doing that and fighting for something strong, well, you can still blow up the whole budget and then you get nothing. So it's very dangerous going well into June down there at the state legislature, from what I'm being told, and again, my first term. But it did get very stressful at the end, because if we couldn't come together, then we're shutting down government. And if we're shutting down government, then we're passing bills, we're passing a budget that only funds government, and all our work was lost. So that's the dangers of being down there that late.
Yeah, beyond frustrating. But I'm glad that you made that very clear for everybody, because that might give some insight as to why some of the things did get approved, some of the things didn't get approved, because that's when they're using their strategies and their techniques, pulling in their favors,
right.
Which, that's just how it's run. And this is an old boys network anyway. So, it's unfortunate, but that's just politics,
Well, and here, keep in mind, we have to be a very efficient government, which we're not right now. We need to be very organized, which we're not. And we need to be able to get this accomplished in 100 days with the synergy of the Senate, the House, and the governor's office to work together, collaborate from day one, and set the goal that we're going to be done with the people's work at the 100th day mark, like the Constitution says, and get everything accomplished. And I don't know where the wheels fell off in the past, because I wasn't down there, but for us to be there this long, it could have been extremely disastrous for us all here in the state. So I'm glad we were able to accomplish what we did. We did get it done, and I'm going to tell you some of the good stuff we did. And highlight some of the big things. So you want your update now?
I would love to be able to write some positive things down, because I haven't done that in like 40 minutes.
Okay. You know. Well, let's talk tax relief first. Can we start there?
Everybody likes to save money. Yes.
Yes. And tax, this is the details here. So we're currently on a four-tier system, right? Our current income state tax that we all pay. And the bottom is 2.59 and the highest is 4.5, right? And so what we've done, and also class one property tax for business tax is 18%. That's our current state laws. So what we did this session, which is historic, we created a flat tax, a 2.5 flat tax for all income earners in the state of Arizona. And how we're getting there is we're doing a two-year phase-in. So for the first 2 years going forward, we're going to have a two-tier system, which would be a 2.5% and a 2.98%, and then that will drop down in the second year to 2.53 to 2.75, to be specific. And this is for, like, if you make 27,000 or 54 as a couple, you'd be in the lower tier, and everything over 54 would be the higher tier. And then when we get year three, it's 2.5% for everybody. And I'll tell you, we have so much money in this state. We have a surplus. And if we're taking in more money, that means we're overtaxing, right? So the 2.5 should boost, it should boost our economy. It should make us a favorable business state. We went from one of the highest states to now one of the lowest states in this session. And we will continue to fight for this. We will prosper with all the businesses coming here, all the businesses staying here, people moving here. And you'll, you know, I believe in that trickle-down economics where, you know, if the businesses are thriving, everyone else is thriving as well. Mm-hmm. And by having a low taxation, you create that platform. And so I truly believe in the flat tax. We also took that class one property tax from 18 to 16%. So we dropped it 2%, which is
helpful. That'll help. Yeah, it's not enough, but it's a start. It's a start. Wasn't this your bill that you were fighting for? Is this whole tax relief and flat tax? You have a big part of this.
Well, the flat tax, we'll put it as the Republican bill because we didn't get one Democrat to vote for it. Okay, I had another tax relief bill, a separate from this one. This was our party driving this all year. The one that I ran, which was an individual bill, was a tax relief for small businesses, S-Corps, partnerships, and LLCs. And what that bill was, it was called HB 2838. I got it through the hurdle, finished it this year, and it passed on the last week through the Senate, and then we passed it through on final passage one more time because they made an amendment to it. So therefore, you know, it goes back and forth a number of times through committees and everything else throughout the year. So to pass a bill, it literally has to move like sometimes 4 to 8 layers. I mean, it just goes back and forth, and it's hard to do. So all these bills that we pass, not just this one, there's a lot of movement and a lot of work to get these things all the way across the finish line. So the tax relief, HB 2838, will allow small businesses, S-Corps, partnerships to prepay their state income tax quarterly that they owe as a company, and then take that dollar amount and write it off as a pass-through entity on your federal tax returns. So the beautiful part about this, Michelle, it doesn't hurt our state one penny. And what it does is allows these businesses, these S-Corp small businesses, to reduce their federal tax by having that pass-through income tax expense. Now, we used to be able to do that up until 2017, and we're the now 16th state to implement it back in there. It's part of the SALT deductions. So they maxed them at $10,000 from 2018 on. So now what we're doing is we're allowing you to have further deductions. And again, we're the 16th state to pass similar policy. There's another dozen states that have it ready to pass. I mean, every state's going back to this. And so it's good to see Arizona getting this done for small businesses because, you know, again, it was a pretty good tax relief for all the businesses. And I was trying to get it retroactive, and this is the kicker. I was trying to take it all the way back to 2018, meaning
that would have been awesome.
Tax returns. Yeah, it would have been huge. I couldn't get that because of the governor's office and the Department of Revenue. They claim that they would be inundated with tax return filings, and I don't believe that's the case.
No, it's not at all. They just wanted to keep your money. They didn't want to give it back. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, the Department of Revenue is complaining that there's going to be more tax filings. Isn't that their job, to process the tax filings?
Exactly.
But the reality is that there wasn't going to be that many. I mean, it wasn't going to inundate them. And I'll continue to push for that because that's where the businesses could have really made some amendments on their tax returns and wrote off more deductibles, deducting their income tax over the last 3 years on the federal return and probably got a huge refund or something. So, again, couldn't get the retro, but we got it going forward, and I'll continue to fight for that as well in the next session. So great thing for small businesses, great thing for all Arizonians, we got huge tax relief. We went from one of the higher states in the country to one of the lowest. And I think it's going to definitely trickle out through the economy with people understanding that we just became an extremely friendly business state to keep the businesses here and to attract new. So, again, excellent historical tax cuts for all Arizonians.
Well, congratulations and thank you for pushing so hard on something where, you know, Americans can actually, or Arizonans can save some money, or we can put the funds back in our own pockets or even back in the community or our own businesses, which is what we're supposed to do with our own money. But that's a whole nother show. All right. We need more good news. What else did we get?
All right. Let's talk about education because it kind of goes straight with this tax relief that we've done. The reason not one Democrat voted for this. So again, the tax relief, historical 2.5 flat tax, not one Democrat voted for it. And it was because they said it's not going to fund education. And okay, we are funding education. I mean, here's the education funding. And again, I'm a freshman down there, so I didn't know this prior to getting there. And when I got down there and I found out, I was appalled at what we're doing as a state when all you hear is that we're one of the worst states for funding education. And that's what you always hear from the left, the Democrats. We don't fund education. We're one of the worst states. We don't fund. There's no money. We need more money. We need more money. So here's what we have.
Before you say that, I just want to let everybody know that's listening. When you told me this information yesterday, you said you were appalled. I believe a very colorful adjective came out of my mouth when you told me this information. So you were okay, much more well behaved when you got the numbers. I was not. 50, I was not.
Here you go. 50% of close to it. Yeah, I may be off a percentage or two. Let's just call 50% of our budget annually goes towards education funding. That's our 50% of all the Arizona budget goes to education in this state. And this year it is equivalent to $6 billion, with a B, $1 billion going towards education.
That's unbelievable.
From our budget. Now think about that. Everything else we have to fund for the state, we're using the other 50% for. So we're
getting
the most money than anything else, and it's almost 50% of our budget annually. Now, this year's a little different with the whole COVID and the federal, you know, money tree that they've been giving out to everybody. But they're going to get a one-time federal check as well, and they've been receiving some of these funds already. But when you package it all together, just this year, $12 billion is going towards education in the state
of
Arizona.
Get out of here. $12 billion?
$12 billion. Our whole budget for Arizona is like $12 billion. And half of it's going to education. And then you take in the federal money and everything else that they were given on the federal side. They're getting $12 billion this year in education. And not one Democrat voted for the education budget.
Oh, my God. That's unbelievable. Plus, they get the we pay property taxes, so that's where they're getting revenue too. So not only half the budget, they get the property taxes, and then they're getting this huge check from the federal government.
Right. So you nailed it. Now the cities get the property tax revenue, and I have property taxes that I pay, and here's the Scottsdale property tax on my home. I pay 63% of that bill goes to Scottsdale Unified School District. I looked up 63%. I own properties in Tucson. I looked at that tax bill. 73% of my property tax bill in Tucson goes to Tucson Unified School District. Now,
The
only one getting charged that. I mean, everybody's at that same level. So that is not even counting those funds that go to these, you know, through the cities. Now let's talk about Prop 208, which passed on the ballot. That is still getting funded. So throw on that money coming in on the revenue. This is how much money is going into education. And they cry that there's no money in education. And I don't understand it. I'm going to get to the bottom of this, because when I talk to people that are in the know of school financing and the funding that goes into these schools, and I have a nice team working with me right now, I won't name names, we are in administration overload.
Oh, God.
We have superintendents. Now, I get the rural areas. right? Large geographical patches of land. You can't consolidate districts. I get that. So we're going to have superintendents in the larger geographical parts of the state. But when you get into these local cities, we're so overloaded on the administrative side and the superintendent side. And I honestly, you know, you got superintendent runs the district, got it. But now I find out we have assistant superintendents to the superintendent. Then we have associate superintendents to the assistants to the superintendents. I mean, it's like the company that has, you know, I don't know, 12 leaders and they're all VPs.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's like you want to have a meeting to have a meeting. All right, let's have a meeting to have a meeting, and then we'll have another meeting to have a meeting. And then 6 months goes by, and we're still having meetings to have meetings because we're just –
Right.
We'll go through motions.
We have one president, one vice president, and run it just as well. But, no, there's 12 VPs. So same thing. We have superintendents galore. And look, we need superintendents, but do we need, you know, a dozen of them? You know,
no.
Assistants,
no,
associates, you know. So we have a lot of overlays. And then you look at –
With big
you
salaries,
know, the
right? Don't they have pretty hefty salaries?
Yeah. Right, and teachers are all over the board. I mean, it depends on your school district, but you know, from what I understand, $35,000 is kind of on the lower end, and there's some teachers making close to $100,000. So, okay, we don't pay the teachers; we just give the check to the departments. You know, so how they spend the money is up to them, and this is where we need to get to. We need to get the parents, the taxpayers, asking these questions more. Where is the money going? Why do we have so much overhead? Because it's never getting there. And then when you talk about, you know, the pensions or, I don't know, the clothing allowance, the car allowance, the phone allowance, the food allowance. I mean, I'm
they get
sure
all that too?
Dug the superintendents, I'm sure if we dug into these contracts, we'll see a ton of spending.
Oh, sure.
As well as a contract, as I just mentioned, Michelle. They have a contract, and some of these contracts are no fault to be fired. So if they completely destroy their superintendent of the district, they do a horrible job, they get fired for their own incompetencies, they still get paid the rest of their contract.
Wow.
This is unbelievable to me. And it's
unbelievable.
It's happened in other – in other cities where someone has failed miserably and they get paid out a huge chunk of change because they had a contract that said they were going to get paid. It's like the athletes that make a sporting team and they get all their money and then they fail to perform and they still get paid.
Right. Or they get injured. They can never even get in a game and they get the money.
Right. So I don't understand. I think there's plenty of good people out there that would work for these positions and be happy without any contracts and take pride in achieving success to keep their job and be rewarded with, you know, a high salary. But some of these salaries, $300,000, maybe $400,000, and then you layer it out with all the assistants and associates. I mean, this is where all the money is going.
Yeah, and then the teachers are the ones that are
–
Yeah, the teachers are out there, you know, protesting and saying they need to get more higher salaries. They're protesting the wrong people. It's, you know, it's like the cancer is coming from within. You know, like the voice is coming from within the house. So they're talking to the wrong
right.
people. Their own infrastructure, their own higher ups are the ones that are taking the money and misallocating it to their own favor. Because it's like a big money laundering operation, scam, mafia, where the people at the top are taking the money and then it trickles down to the peons. And then, of course, they want more and they don't
yeah,
need
they
it. And the thing that, that's just, I had no idea. You're talking $12 billion this year. And then, of course, you just highlighted the 63% of the Scottsdale property taxes are going to the schools. And our school system is not good. Like we're usually there at the bottom ranking overall in this country, which, okay, obviously throwing money at a problem doesn't work. I think we figured that out a long time ago. But the other thing too, now that I'm even getting more angry, I'm using like censored language. I'm getting angry. All I've been hearing for years is how there's no budget for instruments, there's no budget for uniforms, there's no budget for all these different classes that are actually skill-oriented type of classes where kids are learning, you know, like a trade, and the parents are having to pay for like pencils and books. And you're going, no, that's why I'm paying taxes. Well, hi, $12 billion and a parent has to buy pencils for the school or books. That's just insane.
Well, I am right. And there's people that will go against me and say, well, you're in Scottsdale. You got great schools, all the money in Scottsdale. You don't know what's going on around the state. Look, I'm not the one handing out the money once it leaves the state. The people mm-hmm. that have the money need to figure out where it's best should be used. And it's if I ran a business where I didn't really have to sell a product because I didn't need the revenue from the product, and all I had to do was just keep asking for more money to come into my business from another source, and it didn't matter what I sold because I knew I can just keep getting more money, businesses would fail because you get so much people taking the money at the top that eventually it would break. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You get the but here's what's going on in the school district. They're getting the money from another source, the state. Their product is the kids and getting it all the way down to the kids so they have a great education. But they're failing and they're just getting more money, and therefore they don't have a product they're selling because they don't need to, because they're just taking money from another source and blowing it without working, you know, in terms of trying to work for the bottom level of where the money needs to go, which is funnel it through the administrative, the superintendents, the you know, all the expenses that you have, and then it gets all the way down into the classrooms and the teachers, and you push it through, right? But it's getting lost at the top through the bureaucracy of the administrative superintendent world and all the perks that go with those positions. And I'm right. And I'll tell you, we need to do something about it. And the parents and the taxpayers are the ones that are going to make a difference here by continuously beating the drum about where's the money going. And let's see all transparency, not what they say is transparent, all the transparency of where this stuff is going. These are public employees. We should know what's in the contracts. We should know what they're getting reimbursed for. We should know what their perks are. We should know what they're getting. Because then we'll be able to trace the money and find out exactly how much is being spent. And I would love to call on any teacher out there that teaches business or economics or finance asking these questions through the education department, not the state, to ask for more money. Ask their leaders, where's the money going? Let's look at the books.
Follow that money. Obviously, it's not going to the right places. But the part that is even more angering, I'm going to be clean, is this has been going on for years. And how come nobody has said anything? How come nobody said anything when they all did their protests a couple of years ago that they wanted more money?
I don't know.
Where's the oversight in that? I mean, my feelings about Governor Doug. So, but shouldn't he have, you know, paid attention to that? You would just think it just makes you realize that there's many layers. The elected elite against we the people. Strikes again, and here's another one, but this one's a big one. Like, this is a big one because everybody is paying into this, and it's a lot of money.
Everybody is. It's a lot of money, and there's no reason why we should have no money in the classrooms for supplies and for teachers' pay. I mean, honestly, we have the money. We should figure this out, but the people that are, you know, it's asking the person, like the fox that watches the hen house to, you know, watch the hen house, right?
I mean,
and trust the fox. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. You're going to make a movement to get transparent on the money, and the people that control it don't want you to see it. So they're not going to work with the process to try to lower the expenses to have that extra revenue to pass it through to where it needs to go. I mean, that's the problem right there. So until we get better people elected into these positions or hired into these positions to make a difference, it's not going to happen. You know, I mean, we're hiring. Here's a perfect example for this district. Okay. I haven't met the guy, so I don't know how strong he is or not, but we hired a superintendent from Scottsdale Unified Schools, and he came from Michigan. I am sure we paid for his moving expenses. I am sure we paid for whatever we needed to do to get him out here and his high-paying salary. Are you telling me that we did not have a qualified individual here in our state throughout our system to take that position,
right,
to qualify for that position? That we had to go out of the state?
It was somebody's college roommate. That's what it was. No, it was a college roommate. It was a favor. He's like, dude, I just got fired from my job because I suck at it. So do you got anything in Arizona? Said, yeah, you want to be Superintendent Scottsdale? Yeah, that's cool. We'll fly you out here and we'll move you and you can start next week. Is that cool? Oh, you know, don't start next week. We'll give you a month of paid vacation so you can get adjusted and then you can start. That's what happened. I'm sure that happened a lot.
Yeah, those are your words. I don't know the guy. I never met him.
Remember, I can say these things. Saying, and these are not the views of the guest, everyone. These are not the views of the guest.
But another example, I mean, we really have talent here in Arizona. And I think we could have found the talent here for our school districts. But, again, until we get the right people into these positions to start understanding where the money's going, it's not going to happen because they're getting the money. So that's the education funding, and it's baffling that we're being said that there's, you know, they tell us that we're the lowest in the state, and here's all the money I just showed you that goes into it. It's endless money. But here's some other good things. Let's talk about the positive stuff here. We fought hard for this session on a few things, and I was very vocal on this, and I may have blown up the education budget. In fact, I'll say it right now. I would not have voted for it if this wasn't in there, and it would have blown up everything. And it's okay, because if the education budget blew up, this wouldn't have been in it anyway. So here's what I fought for. A ban on requiring kids to wear masks at school, K-12, and a COVID vaccination shot to attend in person. I was completely against that. K-12, there's no way we should be forcing these children to wear masks. If the parents want their kids to wear a mask, or if the kids want to wear the mask, then that's their decision. But we had to get it out of the district level and get it to the home level. And we did that. So we have a ban on the schools requiring masks and requiring a COVID vaccination to attend in-person lessons going forward, which I think was an enormous win for the kids.
Huge, huge. No more child abuse. Thank God for that. But did it barely pass? Did it barely pass, or was it kind of common sense?
31 votes by all Republicans. Yeah, 31 votes for all Republicans. Not one Democrat voted for this.
Oh, my God. These people are evil. They're literally, there's something mentally wrong with them. And I don't even know where to go with that. Go ahead.
There was a study, right. Michelle, there's a study that was conducted, and they sent it to a lab in Florida. Some moms that gathered and put a mask on their child for 6 hours one day, a clean mask. They gathered 10 of them. They took a sampling of someone's T-shirt and I think maybe someone's hat or something, and they shipped it all off to a lab to come back with, you know, the testing of one day of wearing a mask on kids. And the list was endless of bacterial viruses.
Oh, God,
and,
yeah.
Strep,
deprived oxygen. Yeah. You're losing
brain
cells.
Everything was on these masks.
Yeah.
We're not really seeing it in mainstream news.
Wow.
Right.
Because
some of the stuff on there was incredible.
Yeah. It's like they said, the bottom of your purse is just about as dirty as your cell phone, which is cleaner than a toilet. So that's the mask. That's in the same category as the mask. And of course, you know, we've been talking about this for, oh my God, a year and a half. They don't work. They don't do anything. They actually harm your health, and they don't prevent anything from being transmitted, because all of that was, I don't even want to say the word debunk, because when it's debunk, it's actually the truth, because that's the Facebook lie. But it literally does nothing but harm your health, and that is scientifically proven. So let's go. What's all the other good news? I need some more good juice. What do you got?
That was a good one, and
it was a great one
for that. Here's another one we got through at the last hour. Okay, this was a good one. Bans the use of public monies for training, orientation, or therapy related to critical race theory at all levels of government, which includes the schools. So therefore, we're not going to use taxpayer money to teach critical race theory in schools or in government levels of what we can control, because that's our taxpayer money, and we're going to discuss, you know, the lessons of hateful racism, anti-American ideology. I mean,
yeah,
with our taxpayer money. That's what was happening. So we did a ban on teaching in public schools that no longer allow the teach and spend our money on these lessons of again, that the hateful, racist, anti-American ideology. I mean, we shouldn't be teaching that kids in school. So that was another huge win.
And government, too. So no government job can do these the conferences or whatever that they do for inclusion and diversity and lies, brainwashing. So that's good. So you got that's huge. That's huge too.
It was a great session for what we've accomplished with this. And again, a lot of freshmen like myself were leading the charge with this stuff. Here's one that we didn't get through, and it may surface again next year because we're going to stay on this. It was in the budget and got stripped out. And I mean, again, for everything else we got, it's not worth blowing up the education budget at that point because you're not going to get anything that, you know, you're blown up for. So this was a bill that required K-12 to teach the evils of communism and teach the original intent of our founding documents and principles of the United States. Believe it or not, that got taken out by legislators. And you think
Republican or Democrat?
Why did they do that?
Who did a Republican take it out?
There was a Republican in the Senate that took it out. He was against it. And then, of course, every Democrat was, again, wanting to get rid of this as well. So the one Republican kind of killed it for us out of the Senate. Paul Boyer, you can find it on the bill. I mean, I'm not giving you inside information. You can find that just on the bill itself. But here's what it would have done. You know, it would have, again, talked about the founding documents and the principles of our great country. And it requires you to teach this. And, again, it's not curriculum because we don't control the curriculum, but, you know, this is what we wanted to talk about. It didn't get through. We'll continue to push for this. I think we need more civics in our schools. I think we need to teach the greatness of America, the greatness of our founding, the greatness of our documents, and why we're the greatest country on earth. I mean, this is stuff that you think American schools would be teaching.
But they don't want to. And then you've got all these Democrats voting no. I mean, that's just, you know, I just hope that the Democrats that are starting to use common sense, the American people, the Arizonans, they're seeing what's really going on and what's being pushed, and they come over. You don't have to join the Republican Party because I don't care if it's left or right anymore. It's based on policies and ideology. And I just hope that they're having that awakening moment rather than being woke and try to get their own country back before we lose it.
Let's talk about elections then real quick. I got some good things on election for you.
Oh, good.
Right. Yeah, here's a couple of things because that ties right into especially the California you mentioned. So let's talk about the ballots, right? Now, I don't care, you know, what happened in terms of the past, because it should have been there already when you talk about our technology, but none of our ballots had any security watermark, security coding, foil seals. And if you look at our currency, you know, it's very hard to counterfeit. But yet for ballots, we just use blank white paper.
Right? By design. That's by design.
But again, what happened in the past with our old elections, I mean, we should have had this stuff on there for our technology. But going forward, we will. So going forward, I threw out an amendment. It got through and it got put into the budget, and we passed it. Anti-fraud paper and equipment. There would be watermarks on the special paper. There's a company that does this in technology that makes the ballot paper. It's a vendor that provides these fraud countermeasures. So we funded it as well, so it's like 15 cents a paper. We got to buy paper anyway, so a few extra dollars, and now we have security paper that you can't counterfeit, and it's for all elections in all the counties, and we will pay for it as a state because, you know, we have the paper anyway, so we're going to do this. It passed. This is really cool technology. If you put a UV light to the paper, it is like a portrait of like a painting. There's so much watermark on it. It is impossible to counterfeit. And again, our most secure elections are one vote, and who counts that one vote? So why didn't we have this stuff previously? Why didn't we have these security measures on the paper? I don't know, but we do now.
I know why.
Yeah. Here's another good one, though. Yeah, we know.
But
I'm
respecting that you are in a position that you can't discuss that. So go on to the next one, please.
I'm forward looking off the boat, right? I'm not looking behind.
I know.
I'm looking forward off the boat, how we prevent this stuff. Here's another one. We're banning mass mailing of ballots to people who didn't request them.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
So that's another great one. Prop 105, right? If you have a ballot initiative and it passes, like Prop 207 or Prop 208, which was for the money for the funding of education, or the 207 was for marijuana legalization. Okay, this is important because when we have ballot initiatives where the voters go and vote for one of these measures, what they don't know is what happens if it passes. So when one of the, like Prop 208 passes, or 207, which is the recent election, we as a legislative body cannot stop it. We have no power unless we get 3/4 of the vote of each chamber, which we'll never get.
No, God, and no. You can't even get your own people. You can't even get your own people.
No, and it's only to further the purpose of what was passed. It's not to correct it and change it. So if it's bad and it's destroying our state 5 years from now, if we can't get 3/4 of a vote, but let's just say we do, it is to only further that bad policy, not to correct it. So these measures are extremely important. So we passed a disclosure now that says any of these ballot measures are going to be flagged so voters understand the ramifications of passing this initiative at the ballot. So they know that, hey, like, if we get this wrong, it's law for the land. Like, we can't change it. Like, this could be really, really detrimental to the state. So that was never on these ballot initiatives. So people were like, oh, well, we'll just vote for it and, you know, they'll fix it later. No, we can't fix it if it's extremely bad. So that was another huge bill that passed. And then let's talk about the last one, PEVL. That's permanent early voting list. And there's a long list of stuff, but these are the big highlights. This is a good one. So Senator Ujanti Reed had this bill. It got through. It got signed by the governor. And permanent early voting list means if you get on the list, then you're on it, I guess, for life, the way it was written previously. So let's recap that. There's 50 states. 40 states don't have any early voting list, permanent voting list. Okay, so that leaves 10 states left in the country. Mm-hmm. Out of 5 states have a permanent early voting list with restrictions on how you stay on it or you get removed. There's guidelines that will remove you from that list, and that's good. So that's 45 states now, and the last 5 states is the bucket Arizona falls in, which has a permanent early voting list with no restrictions or no guidelines on how to stay on it. If you're on it, you're on it for life. And if you move or you decease, the ballots still keep coming. And so this PEVL bill stopped that. And what it did was it said, if you haven't voted in 2 elections, we're going to send you a notice. And you're going to have, I don't know, 2-3 months to respond. I think that's about where it was. It was being negotiated, but let's just call it 3 months. You get 3 months to respond. If we don't hear from you, and I think we have to send 2 notices and email if we have it. So we got to like pigeon mail it and email you and drive you. I mean, just a ton of notifications. And if we still don't hear from you, then we're going to take you off the list. Doesn't mean you can't vote. Doesn't mean you can't go back on the list. It just means we're not going to mail a ballot to Neverland. Right?
Right.
So all you heard when this was going up was that we're preventing people from voting.
Oh, I know.
We're stopping people from voting.
The lies are ridiculous.
Unbelievable. We're stopping people from voting, the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Voter suppression, right? Now,
racism, voter suppression, racism, global warming. Yeah.
All right, you
spewing stuff out.
You sit down for this last part? Yeah. Here's the last part on that. The bill we just passed, I just explained to you how you get the notices and when we will possibly take you off the mailing list, but you can still go and vote and you still come back on the list. Okay, this is the same law California has. We passed the law that California has, and all the Democrats were up in arms and saying voter suppression. So does that tell you that our Democrats here in Arizona are that further left than California? Absolutely. So everybody knows how bad California is. If the Democrats get control of our state, you are looking at further left than California here in Arizona. So people better start thinking about how they vote, because that's what we're dealing with in this state. When that's all you heard about that PEVL bill, and it's the exact same law as California. You'd think they would have settled and said, this is a good law, California does it, I can live with it. No, they didn't want it at all. So our Democrats are further left than California's Democrats, and we all know the horrors of California. So that should scare people that Arizona could turn into far left of California.
Yeah.
Incredible.
We don't need another dumpster fire in the United States like California is, for sure. So people need to, you got to get engaged. You got to pay attention. You got to put in a little bit of time, everybody, to participate and get to know these politicians, that are running, the ones that are in office, what they're doing. And there's tons of groups that I keep bringing on the show to help make that process very easy for people. So you can go to their websites and follow them on Facebook, Telegram, things like that. And then, of course, join them. So it makes it easy for you to participate. Okay. But, we've got to step up to the plate, everybody. If you've got people like Representative Chaplick here who is sacrificing – he comes from the business world. He's a very successful business owner. He put that on the side to go ahead and clean up the mess here. So he's doing that, and he's actually fighting for us. And, there's a few others, but he's my favorite because he's the one that actually does, I feel, the most that I know of. It is our job to have his back and to do our part. So this is like a team. So we're a team. So you've got to make sure that you keep your representatives accountable. As Marissa said, they work for us. They're supposed to be passing things that are in favor of, America first. And thankfully, Mr. Chaplick is doing that. But we still have to do our part.
It's a fight every day. It's a fight every day, and we're going to continue to succeed. And we passed a plethora of other great policies for the state. We can talk more throughout the months on what we've accomplished, but it was a very successful session. Other than being 171 days, 71 days past when we should have finished. But it was successful in terms of what we accomplished for the state of Arizona. I feel very rewarded in giving back and doing this for the state. I don't do it for the money. There's really no money in it. It'd be great if they paid more, but whatever. I don't need it. I didn't take the health insurance. I don't need it for health insurance. And, the per diem, I don't even track what they're giving me. For expenses to drive back and forth. I think some of the per diem stuff is a whole nother argument on how we can maybe structure the state. I know there was a bill that was going to pay more for the rural areas. I get they need probably a little more per diem for a longer drive. I'm fortunate I don't have a three-hour drive to go to the Capitol and spend all week there. I got a 25-minute drive. But, talking about that real quick, my philosophy is if we're going to try to save money for the state, then let's just not blanket a dollar amount for everybody that in this situation for per diem. Let people bring in receipts and max it out at a max amount allowed. And if you don't max out, we're giving you what you spent, and we're cutting back right there instead of just giving the max amount to everybody, and people don't even use it. So, again, just another way to be wise with our money, fiscal responsible, in terms of how we're spending money. I think every organization should be like that. I mean, it's getting ridiculous of how much money we have in the state and how much money we're wasting. And I still will keep harping on the waste, because it's not just in education, it's everywhere else too. But the education is just mind-blowing that 50% and $6 billion and $12 billion is going to education, and they cry that they don't have any money. Something's not right. It's a broken system. We got to fix it.
And they vote no on it also. And then say we need more. No, you don't need more, because these kids with that type of revenue that's coming in there, those kids should all be like geniuses, 4.5s, GPAs all headed to high levels of college.
Well,
but that's not the case. But anyway,
yeah, let's get the more
trade
more money.
Schools.
I mean,
yeah,
teachers should get more money, and the classroom should be funded properly with what their needs are, and we should do that, and. The ESAs is another thing, and we're working on the ESAs, but we got roadblocks there to help, the families, get better schooling and get out of the areas that don't have good schools. So, I mean, there's just so much more to do, but we're working on it. The Republican Party is leading this charge. We're the ones trying to, pass all the stuff I just talked about here on your show, and not one Democrat voted for this stuff. So it's eye-opening,
Yeah, and it's disturbing is not even a good word to describe it, but it's until this is exposed where more people know about it, it's just going to be more of the same. Because again, there's only so much you can do. Once the support of the people is there, which is how you ended up passing some of these things already, well, then things can change. I mean, you're doing what you can right now to change an entire system that's been around for a long time, you know, which is basically like, as I said, like a money laundering operation of just dumping billions of dollars into it and no accountability for where it's spent or for results. So it's, you know, you're disturbing the hornet's nest.
Well, parents, taxpayers need to get involved. Local elections are important. Your city, towns, counties, your state, these are extremely important positions, not just here at the state house, but all the way through all the communities. There are positions that people run for. We need to get involved. We should be asking more questions. We should be attending the school board meetings and asking solid questions to get to the bottom of some of these, you know, unanswered, you know, areas of where's the money or what's going on? What are you teaching the children? I think this whole COVID with staying home and online Zoom calls, I think a lot of parents saw what was going on. And it opened up the box to say, what are we doing here? And we need just parents and taxpayers and people to be more engaged and pay attention, again, at these local levels, because that's where the difference is going to be made. And then you got the grassroots movements, you got people involved in the politics, and people in the PCs or the LDs. You know, you got a lot of involvement there, but the people that aren't in mainstream politics, you know, they're taking care of their home, they're taking care of their family, they're working. These are the folks we need to have them open up their ears a little, open their eyes a little more. Let's start paying more attention, and let's start asking good questions. And that doesn't take a lot, and it shouldn't be asking a lot for that to happen. And let's get to the bottom of some of these areas. And that's how we're going to change it. We're going to keep fighting at the state house at that level, but we need the parents, we need the taxpayers, we need the, you know, the communities to start getting involved. And
yeah, everybody.
That's where we're going to make a difference. Yeah.
Everybody. So I know we got to wrap it up because you got to go, but you guys don't go, you go back into session next year, right? 2022 is when you start the next session.
Right. January will start unless we get called back for any reason for a special session, which could happen this fall. It would surprise me, and I can do it. I don't have any problems going back down there and working for the people what we need to accomplish. So unless we get called in, we're off till January. And then we'll go January and hopefully wrap it up at that 100-day mark next year and have a great another session. And then we're into the midterm. 2022 is the election again in August and November.
So I can't leave this out there because obviously we're in Arizona and we have the audit. So we're not going to go into details about it because we're just waiting at this point for them to complete what they need to complete and then release their report. But as far as your role of the House and the Senate, and once the report is issued, so was there a discussion of that you need to have that special session or did you guys just say, you know what, we don't know what it's going to say, so we're just going to revisit the next steps, what to do? I think this is more the Senate, but on what next steps need to happen once that comes out, because this is kind of, you know, unprecedented. So was there any discussions about that?
In the House, no. The Senate was running the audit. The governor can call us back in the session. He'll call both chambers back if we have to deal with anything. But, you know, here's what's going to happen with the election audit, right? Three things. One, they violated law that's already on the books, and therefore, you know, the legislature, you know, we don't have to do anything. The law has already been broken. So that's one thing. The second thing is they did something that was handled already in our session, meaning we passed the bill to address it. Okay, that would be the second thing that may come out of this. And the third is they did something that we haven't fixed, and we'll go back into session and fix it if we find it. So I think we're going to have an interesting fall. I'm curious myself of what we're going to have to talk about with the election audit, and when it finally breaks, I'm sure there'll be 24/7 news coverage on it. Hopefully.
Oh God, yeah. Oh God. Oh yeah. We'll be the hot spot. That's for sure. It will be huge. So, all right. So there's a lot of noise on social media, and I just wanted a little clarity because, you know, depending on who says what, at this point, everybody just calm your jets. When the information is released, then those are kind of good three options of what can transpire. And the, the governor can go ahead and call a special session if he doesn't, but there is issues. I have a feeling that he's not going to have that luxury because of the importance and the focus of this. So let's just see where that goes. Don't worry about that for right now. Right?
Yeah, listen here on the election audit, since we're talking about it. I've been down there. It's an enormous operation, and they're doing a fantastic job when I was down there. And several states came and visited. So several legislative members from other states came down, and they were all blown away on the details of the audit. In fact, those states have went back and called for audits in their states. And they're trying to do audits in their states. You know, your Pennsylvania's, Wisconsin's, Michigan's, Atlanta, or Georgia there for the Fulton County. So there's a lot going on in terms of what they discovered here in Arizona, just from what our processes were, to go back to their home states and call for the same thing. And honestly, whether anything's found or not, I think an audit is a good thing. I mean, it's keeping our elections at least honest, that we should be doing as voters. I mean, everybody, there should be, you know, every 5 years we should be doing an audit randomly, just to make sure protocols and measures are being met, because we all vote and we all want to make sure our vote is counted. So whether there's any mischief or not, we should have measures to make sure everything is counted for. In the last election, with the voting centers and not these precincts, everything gets jumbled up. It's easy to start violating some of the policies that you have in place for the election. So, you know, we need to go back to the precinct voting, where everybody votes in their neighborhood. Easier to track. It makes more sense. And we need to start there again first, and then continue, you know, growing it again. But these voting centers are not good news, because I could go over to Glendale and drop off my ballot from Scottsdale. That doesn't make any sense. But that's insane.
By design.
Right.
By design. But, by design. I'm a big proponent of getting rid of the machines, going back to paper ballots, and you can actually do that when you go back to the precinct level. But that's another show. That is another show, everybody. All right. So things are somewhat good. We passed a lot of protection here for the kids and tax relief, some really good election integrity. But real quick, just for everybody, the one bill, and I don't know the number, you can tell me, the one about the sex offender list where you get taken off after 5 years, that Rusty Bowers, you know, I'm not a fan. He actually put that back in. That did pass. So do you remember what the number of that one was?
I don't remember the number on it. Boy, that was a bill that I just didn't believe in, and I voted no on it both times. I was shocked that it got reconsidered and then passed, and I just, you know.
Well, you have morals and values. That's why. You have morals and values. So.
Thank you. It's one of these bills that we shouldn't see, in my opinion. And there's a lot of them throughout the session that we just probably shouldn't have ever heard. And to me, this is one of them. I won't get into the specifics of the bill. You can talk about that on your show, but
yeah,
for all your listeners, I was a no twice.
He is a no. And then I just wanted to bring a little awareness. So everybody, you've got an incredible representative here in legislative district 23, Joseph Chaplick. And you know what happens every 2 years, they got to rerun. And when people have to run for office, they need people to contribute, because these campaigns are not cheap. And trust me, he's running his operation like a business. So it's not money that's just being spent like they're doing in the education budget. Okay. So you can be rest assured that the donations that you are making to his campaign are being very smartly spent to maximize them and in whatever capacity they need. So I encourage you, if you want more success like this, we've got to keep this guy in office. I don't know who he's up against yet, but we'll find out scoop on that as we get a little bit closer. But we need to keep him there. So if anybody has a little extra change in their pocket, you know, you want to contribute, you want to give your website, because it'll be money well spent to keep strong leaders like this in the House, so we can move him up to a leadership position, because he needs to be running that operation. But we'll get there. takes a little time. So give your website and plug any events that you have coming up, Joseph, because I want to get you some support to make sure that the campaign is successful.
Thank you so much. The website's just my name, josephchaplick.com. Twitter is my handle, Joseph Chaplick, and on Facebook it's you can put in Representative Joseph Chaplick and you'll find me on Facebook. I do appreciate support I can get.
You.
I mean, the financing.
Yeah,
the plug is great. The financing is key. The Democrats are a well-funded machine, and they constantly have a lot of money. What used to be a $40,000 to $50,000 campaign to win is now in this district like $200,000 to
$250,000. Oh, wow.
I did it last year with $250,000, and I went against the Democrats. They had close to $400,000 with no primary election. So he had $400,000 for the general, and I still destroyed him by 15,000 plus votes. But, again, they have a lot of money. And so now, in order to compete, unfortunately, in this district, because things cost money, like your mailers, which is one of the highest costs, the signs, the operation of setting up websites and everything else that we do. And the team that we have that works with us, that's a small number that they get. It's a very small percentage of the campaign. The rest of it goes into a voter awareness, getting our message out. And that's important, and that costs money. So I appreciate that. Anything that is helpful is grateful. My website is set up. We're going to be launching a new website in the next week because filing for our reelection. Yeah, I mean, it's already time for doing that. So we'll have a new website, but the current one's still going strong. And thank you for the plug.
You're welcome. And join his newsletter so that we can get kept in the loop on what's going on and the events, because he actually does go to the meetings at our precinct committee man meetings, which are, like I said, it's rare that you see these people there. So he does events too.
We're
where he wants to meet people. Yeah.
Yeah. We do them monthly. We're going to be doing them monthly. We just had one last week. We'll have one in August, rest of this year. It's getting out, talking to the constituents, telling them what's happening down there, getting some updates. But also, you know, we do little coffee meetings too. So if anybody wants to host an event and bring in, you know, a dozen of their friends, I'm more than happy to come in and meet and talk for an hour and tell them everything that's going on in a little one-on-one private setting and get to know me a little bit better. And I get to know them and hear what they want to accomplish and what their needs are for our state. So I can listen and go back to the state house and implement what their needs are. So if anybody wants to do that as well, we do those throughout the month. They're great little coffees and very beneficial for everybody. So,
and that's a great idea, because it's not just about you people about giving donations to keep you in office, because you're fighting a huge monster machine of at least $400,000, which, you know, it's probably going to be $500,000 or $600,000 against you in this new one, because they have unlimited resources. The interaction and meeting with him is to let him know what your issues are. That's what he's doing, his job. He's finding out. He's not just saying, hey, keep me there because I'm doing a good job. Tell me what the problems are. Tell me what you want changed. Tell me why you're mad, or tell me what you do like. And I think that's one of the most important things, Dan. You rarely hear that. So big kudos for you, Mr. Chaplick.
I work for you and everyone else. Yeah, I work for people.
See?
What I'm doing.
Great reminder. Good man. I'm so glad that you actually ran for this office and that you won, and that you're down there doing all this heavy lifting and protecting people in Arizona and doing what needs to be done. So thank you so much for coming on, especially on such short notice. You did bring some fabulous news, and you're going to be able to go back to a little bit normal of a life. How nice is that going to be, you know? And go have a great 4th of July weekend. Celebrate Independence Day. Happy birthday, USA. And anything else that we need to cover? I think we've got it all. Is there anything else that you wanted to share before we part our ways?
No, always a pleasure to be on the air, and I thank you for having me. So with that, have a great 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, you too. And thank you again so much for all your hard work and what you're doing. And we'll have you back on once we've got some updates on anything else that's going on. So thank you, sir. You're doing great work down there. And it's very, very necessary. So I encourage everyone to go check out josephchaplick.com. Throw him a bone, you know, like a little 5-10 spot. maybe 100, maybe, you know, bigger, whatever, whatever you can do. We gotta keep him. We gotta keep him in office. So thank you, Joseph. Thank you, Arizona Representative Joseph Chaplick. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend, my friend. What a good man. What a good man. So, you know, it is really, that's what we need more of, people like that in office, right? So the people like that in office, there needs to be more of them. They're doing work for us. They're working for us. And we've talked about that a lot. We need to reposition how we think about our elected officials. You know, I call him the elected elite. He's not one of the elected elite, remember? He's one of the good guys. He's that urban legend that is doing we the people's work. So we need to reposition how we treat them or what we have, our view is about their role. They're not superior. They're not above us. They work for us. We pay their salaries. So if they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, then we need to step up to the plate and make them do it. And that's what a lot of these organizations are that I'm bringing on the show. So you can find out who are the groups that are actually doing work, that are being proactive, that are meeting, that are giving you things to do online or with the phone or the email or meeting in person or even going to some of these protests, these rallies, because it's making a difference. Or, of course, the school board meeting and the city council meetings. Remember, Patty was telling us that when they went down to the Tempe school board meeting, and they had a bunch of people sign documents or a notice that they wanted to have the masks removed for the kids in the Tempe School District. They got a letter back a couple of days later, and they actually did it. So it works. Might have not worked in the past. Don't worry. This is not the past. This is a whole new movement. This is a whole new attitude. And all of these people are running for re-election in 2022. So we're going to be bringing on some more candidates. Some people that aren't out running for some of these positions like school board or city council, which I encourage you to go check that out, find out if it's feasible for you. But we need people, regular Americans, to step up to the plate and get into these positions and get out. It's not even rhinos. It's radical left and rhinos and just bad, bad people in general, evil people that don't vote, that vote no on our vote. So it's the opposite. So the Democrats said, we want to keep the kids in masks and we want to get them vaccinated, which we talk about all the time, that it is like a death shot, right? It is a death shot. So you don't want to do that. Remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental bioweapon with mRNA technology and nanotechnology and spike proteins, tracking devices, operating systems, fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the name of the patent, of course, is the Lucifer race. That it's not something that should be in anyone's body, no less children. Don't believe me? Listen to Dr. Christian Northrup's episode that we did on Wednesday, episode 230. Might want to share that with your family and friends. Kind of wraps up everything about COVID, the vaccines, how we got here, what's going to be happening. It is truth bomb after truth bomb. And, of course, Dr. Brian Artis. We had him on the show. And he was, let me give you these real quick, and then we are going to wrap it up. It's 2:37. Oh, it was so nice that Representative Chaplick stayed on for so long to get us that information. So, and the reason why I asked him to do this, because there's such misinformation or misinterpretation of things on the social media that even when I go in to check, I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know if this means yes or this means no or what really happened. So at least now we have the facts. We have the information. So another great episode about the vaccines and the, or shall I say, non-vaccines and the whole COVID scam, political propaganda, plandemic, things you need to listen to. Dr. Brian Artis was episode 223. And then we had the attorney, America's attorney, Thomas Renz, episode 226. That's another good one. And he's representing Make Americans Free again. He's also representing America's Frontline Doctors. So we talked a little bit more about the legal side. And then, of course, don't forget Dr. Pam Popper, Make Americans Free Again. That was episode 214. Dr. Larry Pilevsky, which she's very good friends and partners in a lot of things. He's part of that five doc group that Dr. Christiana Northrup mentioned on the show on Wednesday. Dr. Pilevsky's so smart and a nice guy. He is going to get you incredible information. It's a really powerful show. He goes into more of the critical thinking and why people just basically fell for all this brainwashing. That was episode 213. And on 213, you got Marjorie Taylor Greene, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, the notorious MTG. That was awesome. Plus, I got to meet her in person down at the rally. So listen to that one, 213. And then Dr. Cordy Williams, episode 215. So you've got content there to get you the truth about all of this stuff that you're hearing about. I'm trying to scare you still, trying to get you back in your house, trying to get make you think that you got to put that mask back on. That's what they're doing in Los Angeles County. They are trying to say that this Delta variant, which obviously, which we talked about, you know, there's already been studies that it is as deadly as the normal flu, which means nothing. And it has symptoms that are so bad that they are very similar to the common cold and hay fever. So don't be fooled by the same yahoos that gave you this entire political propaganda pandemic in the first place. Remember what Dr. Christiane Northrup said? They gave us COVID so they could give us the shot, part of the big agenda. So, all right, so we got that all covered. Everything is good to go. Everything is good to go. It's 2:39. We are done for the day. We are headed into the 4th of July weekend. Independence Day, happy birthday, United States of America. So stand strong for your country. Stand up. Wear your red, white, and blue. Put on your patriotism. Put on your patriotic gear and go celebrate. And talk about how great this country is. And then over the weekend, you know, maybe with your family and friends, talk a little bit about what you're going to do to get involved. What groups you're going to join, what efforts you want to do. Do you want to run for an office? What do you want to do? What do you want to do? And as we've encouraged before, you know, if it's possible, get up that extra hour every day and throw in a little community involvement and community engagement. Maybe it's something as simple as a few minutes on Marissa Hamilton's website, easyaz.org. So there's lots of things to do, lots of things to do. And the resources to go find the groups that are actually doing action items, the take action groups, you can find them on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the take action tab. Okay, there's lots and lots of information on the take action tab. So you will see patriots must follow people, groups, organizations, and companies. So you've got your take action groups. You can listen to the episodes of the founders of those groups. Most of them I have interviewed. Okay, most of my interviews, I just haven't put some of them there. But even if you just buzz over to the episodes tab, you will see the list of the different episodes that we had. So you can find out which, if you want to listen to them, and I didn't have them on this particular page, but I'll have that taken care of this weekend. So you've got all of your take action groups, and there's an incredible man on here. Now, these groups, you can join them, or you can go get resources on their websites, depending on what you need. Right, there's so much information on there, whether it's the vaccine passports or the mask mandates, depending on what state you're in. Obviously, right now in Arizona, it's not applying to businesses, but it is for the government and for the schools, K through 12. So, but everything that you need in any type of documents or easy access information, these groups are providing it. So go check those out. Not only is it take action groups, we've got media groups, we've got business and networking, we've got health and medical. We've got legal, right? America, we've got the legal dream teams. We've got a lot of these, funds. So if you got fired from your job or you were forced to take a vaccine, a lot of these legal groups like the Lynn Wood has one, Mike Lindell has one, Sidney Powell has one. So go check those out so you can get more resources or even support. You need to hire an attorney. Each of them have different things that they're doing, but you can, at least the information's there. So you click on the big graphic and it'll take you to their website. There's different nonprofit organizations that are on here that we're working with. So much information. So please check that out. Figure out which take action items you're going to do. There's a lot of other resources on the take action tab. It's up to you this weekend to find out what you're going to do to get involved in your community, because we all have to step up to the plate, because there's not a lot of time left. And it's getting a little squirrely out there. You know, you've got this this administration. They've lost their – well, I can't say they lost their minds. They're following instructions. You know, they're trying to fundamentally change this country. And this country does not need to be fundamentally changed. And for those of you who didn't know what I was referencing when I said fundamentally changed. That's what Barack Obama said when he was in office, when he got in. We need to fundamentally change it. No, we don't. And we don't need the critical race theory. We don't need this push of the transgender movement, because that is basically just a Marxist theory, as in Karl Marx. That's a Marxism theory. It is part of a playbook to disconnect the nuclear family, because then there's no motherhood. There's no fatherhood. You're blurring the lines of the definition of a man and a woman. So then everything becomes neutral. And the federal government's already working on it pretty hard. So, and of course, it's seeping into the military. The military is supposed to have cohesion. They're supposed to be strong. They're supposed to be, you know, we're preparing our military basically for defeat by bringing in the CRT and turning our soldiers against each other. That's not what the military is all about. So it's seeping in there. So we've got to do what we can on our end. Start locally. At least control what we can control. And that's what we can control. So anyway, like I said, not a lot of time left before a lot more damage has been created, or a lot more damage is going to happen. A lot has already happened, but that's because we took our eye off the ball. We didn't get engaged. We just thought they were doing their jobs. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. So the other thing I wanted to mention for patriotic gear, don't forget to go over to our marketplace. Our marketplace is all about community-powered philanthropy. So we partnered with 57 well-known websites and brands, and that covers all types of different categories, from clothing to sports apparel to business resources to apps. Like, you know, if you need to make graphics, or Constant Contact is on there, and Zazzle is on there, and Namecheap if you want to reserve some website names and things like that. You've got Omaha Steaks, you want some food. You've got several patriotic gear groups or companies. So you've got your all kinds of stuff. You can get hats, you can get flags, you can get signs, you can get shirts, mugs, you name it. We've got four different companies. And one of them actually has a lot of specials where they items are free. You pay shipping and handling. Pretty cool. And they even do like $10 t-shirts. They've got $5 t-shirts. And they're not junky stuff. It's just they're doing so much volume, they are giving out the discounts. So anyway, go check that out. Go get your patriotic gear, not just for the 4th. You should be wearing it all the time. So if you can't get it in time for the 4th, that's okay. Wear it on the 5th. Wear it on the 6th. Wear it on the 18th. Wear it on the 18th. It is Patriotic July. I haven't come up with a little jazzy name, but it's patriotism all month long. We are celebrating patriotism for the month of July, the entire month. Everything else gets an entire month to celebrate something. Well, it's time to celebrate patriotism. And that's what we're doing here at Everything Home on our talk radio show, podcast, and patriotic purpose-driven resource platform. Our time is July for your patriotism. So yes, go over there, check it out. Go buy some gear, go buy some other products and services. Again, 57 well-known websites and brands. And they donate 2 to 20% of your total purchase to our nonprofit partners, helping vets, pets, kids, and to spread freedom. So definitely do that. And you never pay more than what that you would pay if you went directly to their websites. A lot of times you get a discount or a discount code or a special deal. So take advantage of that. Please, please, please. And share that with your family and friends. And don't forget, our big supporter is Mike Lindell at MyPillow. You can go through our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the Marketplace tab. You'll get over there. There's pages and pages of all kinds of different products and services. But as far as MyPillow, you can go to them directly because they use a promo code. Promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. So go to MyPillow.com, HOME, and put in HOME. You'll get up to 66% discount. They do lots of specials all the time. They're constantly moving all kinds of different specials. They've got incredible products. I use the pillow. I've got the Giza sheets. I have the light towels. It's great for Arizona because they're not thick, but they're absorbent. This is 140 degrees here. So go check those out. You save a whole bunch of money. Use the promo code and they donate 20% to veterans, animals, children, and groups fighting for your freedom. So that is my plugs for today. I hope you enjoyed the show. Please share the show, this platform, with your friends, your family, your contacts. Want to get the content out there. Want to give them the information, the messages that matter from the people you all need to know about. good people doing good business and good things. Got a lot of stuff to do this weekend, everybody. You got a lot of stuff to do. Take out that pen and paper. We're going to come back here Tuesday. It's going to be a whole new game. Whole new game. We're going to be doing a lot of new stuff. I'm personally doing a lot of new things. So want to join the community. Don't forget about that. Join the newsletter. Follow us on social media. Engage. Let us know what's going on. Tell us who you want to have on the show. We'll bring them on. We'll bring them on. That's not a problem. Contact them. They come on. They love coming on the show to get you guys the information that you need. You know, our resource platform, one location for all the information, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. You're going to make your list. You're going to check it twice. You're going to get your business and your life all on track to have an incredible second half of the year. You can just go to our homepage of our website. You'll see all the links there. You'll see a graphic for links that'll get you to the links to follow us. You'll see all of the graphics in order to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. And we are live Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 12 p.m. Pacific time. And there's a big graphic on the homepage that says live. It says live. So you can click on that or you can go to everythinghomelive.com, everythinghomelive.com. And, of course, if you want to subscribe to the newsletter, low right-hand corner of every screen, once you're on the website and on your phone, you just click on that. So that is more than just shows because, again, this is resources. This is resources for everything that you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. It's different groups. It's different websites to go to get the information. There's different shows on here. So our partner shows that we have them listed, that's under our must listen to page. We've got our must follow, and there's a ton of information on here. And please just start using it. It's all free information. And that way you don't have to look around. You don't have to figure out where it was on social media. You can't go through the long list of all the bookmarks that you have on your phone or your computer. This way, everything is in different categories on the Take Action tab, and you will see all of that there. And it's getting pretty loaded up. So I'm going to try to simplify a little bit for everybody and make it easier so you can know. But I put there's big graphics. There's big, because, you know, words are one thing, big graphics. So long, if you go to the Take Action tab and actually click the Take Action tab to get on that page, it has all of the graphics for all of the different pages and categories. So that makes it easier because they put information like pretty big descriptions on those. Then we just click on that and you'll get over to where you need to go. So, all right, we're going to wrap it up. It is 2:51. Got to go. It's time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. Don't take that non-vaccine, people. I gave you a bunch of shows to listen to. And if that's not enough, then there's a lot of other people. And we're going to have them coming on the show. But yeah, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, just one of them. Go check out drchristiananorthrup.com. That too. Oh, the information's there, guys. The information is there. Remember, once you commit, everything changes. Of course, there are no conspiracies and there are no coincidences. That's just a CIA tactic because people started figuring stuff out. So they had to make you think that you're nuts. You're not nuts because you got your common sense cap on. And you're going to leave it on all day, tonight, and all weekend. It's time. It is time to take our courage, our conviction, and, of course, our common sense. Stand up for this country because all of that's contagious. Remember, those who stand for nothing fall for everything. Special thank you to all of our partners at the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Thank you to all the guests that were on today. They did an amazing job. All of their information, their episodes, and the shows that they have of theirs are listed on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Monday, we are off for the 4th of July, but we'll be back on Wednesday. Oh my goodness. Wednesday is going to be the 7th. Oh my. You know what happens? This month is going to fly by. Can't have that. Can't have the month flying by. We've got too many things that we need to do to improve our own lives, our business, and of course our communities. So we'll be back Wednesday. I'm going to put some, I'll put shows up on social media so you can tune in. And of course, you know, there's tons to listen to. There's tons to listen to. For whatever it is that you want to hear, what categories you want to work on. So we'll be back Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific time, 5 guest 7-minute segments. And I'm working on the soapbox. Oh, but this is exciting. I'll show this real quick. Pastor Artur Palowski, you know, the guy, the pastor who was yelling, "Nazis, get out of here," the Canadian pastor who keeps getting arrested. So he's here doing a tour in the United States. He's coming on Wednesday, or he's coming on the 9th, Friday at 1 p.m. He'll be sitting in my soapbox. That's going to be pretty powerful. That should get you all riled up. So Yeah, tune in on Wednesday. Look, tune into the shows. You got a whole 469 of these live show, these segments. So you got enough content. You just got to pick right what you want, what you want. So I think you're awake. I hope you're inspired. I hope you are energized. I hope you feel your freedom. I hope you love this country. I think you do. I think you do. So, yeah, that is it. We're going to wrap it up. So if you're not awake, well, listen to a few shows. You'll get there. It's all right. And go take action on what we shared. You've got all week and you got 3 days. I'm not going to be back here till Wednesday. So I'm not going to make you accountable till then. But we're going to start doing it on social media, make you accountable there if you want to, right? If you want to get to the information, more of it there. So that way you have you'll know where to go. You get reminders. We need reminders. You know, I'm going to listen to this show a couple times. There's some really good content in it, not to mention information and specifics. So that way you could, you know, use this content and make your own posts. Hey, why not? Just know, you know, because we're telling you the truth, getting you the facts. So you want to share that. You want to share that. So I'm going to give you a little inspiration. I want a little inspiration here because this, I'm going to rile you up. I'm going to rile you up because you know what? You're not going to take it anymore. You're not going to take it from these peeps. Uh-uh. All right, go enjoy the 4th of July weekend. Say a little prayer for all of our freedom fighters that are out there, that are doing doing God's work. Remember, that's what the attorney, America's attorney, Thomas Renz, asked. He asked everybody, you know what you can do? He said, what can we do, Tom? What can we do? He said, you know, you can pray. You can pray. You can pray for me. You can pray for my team. You can pray for all the freedom fighters who are brave enough to stand up for all of our rights. And there's a lot of them. There is a lot of them. Dr. Christiana Northrup. You know, these people. So pray for them. Pray for them. Be grateful that you live in the greatest country ever created on the planet Earth, the United States of America. It's America first, baby. America first, America only. Happy 4th of July. Go enjoy your weekend. We will be back here on Wednesday. Wednesday, like, you know, that guy that whispers when he talks on the microphone on the TV. I'm not going to say his name because why bother? Oh, my goodness. Going to play a little God Bless the USA, and then we are done. Go make it a great day. Go make it a great weekend. You deserve it. America first. Happy 4th of July.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today. The flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. There ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.